Blog Talk Radio.
New York and Shy. Perfect combination. Kills, Biggie. Like Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brew Thang, knocking some Wu-Tang, F-E-T-H, oh shit. Look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I could drop my Macadocious shit, like the blunt clip, and recognize a pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep. Bang the skins in the week, on the creep, up the avenue. I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with you. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for you. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Play a fall like a moon, play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her. Tipping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really gets them pissed. But she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones, stilettos, doobies, hip colors to show off your booty. I'm hanging with the best of them sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. Dancing in the club, it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
I roll up all black and taller. I ain't so high when I walk in the club. I see the chick that used to get the dick. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce.
Wanna back in my ride again.
Wanna back in my ride again.
I don't want no girlfriend.
See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too.
Come on, girl, let's go to my hotel. At the party all night in my hotel.
Pop more smoke, girl, in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail. Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drinks, dance all night with ya. If the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. We live on the air once again. It's Monday night, Monday, March 4th, 2013. As your host, Steph Dallas, in conjunction with GQ Palace. This is Love, Life, and Loyalty. And we're going to do the damn thing once again this Monday night. You know what I mean? This show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop. Out in Staten Island, come and get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro blew it, some Afro do it to it. You name it, we can do it. You got a picture of what you want done? We can do it here. Also sponsored by Habana Cigars. Come and get you a fat head and smoke on a little something, puff on a little something. You know what I'm saying? Bring your own bag. But it won't be bring your own bag not too much longer, because now we are going to be a full-fledged bar. And we will be opening up in the next 2-3 weeks, be a full-fledged bar. So I will probably be doing my show from inside the lounge, sipping on some real shit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a grown adult show. Once again, I must enforce and let you guys and girls know out there, this is a grown adult show. There is no kids involved. If you're a kid, get the fuck off the line. If you're on the air and you're holding your baby in your lap, kick him out your lap or hang the fuck up. This is a grown adult show, and the topics gets real raunchy. The callers get real raunchy. This is not for the weak at heart. Not for the weak at heart. Explicit language is used and highly acceptable. Shit, we even fucking requested on this show. We even requested on this show. It's not like any other show. We request the ratchetness on this show. Tonight's topic will be topic number one. Please explain to me why there are so many good women and good men who are single. If they are so good, then why the fuck are they single? Why the fuck are they single? I thought you were supposed to keep them and cherish them. If they're so fucking good, why the fuck are they running around here like a chicken without a fucking head with nobody to run to? Why is that? Also, topic number two, what is that one physical feature, that one physical attraction that if your mate lost, you would stop having sex with them? If they lost that one feature, you would stop having sex with them and possibly break up with them. What is that one feature? Remember, this is a grown adult show, so please no kids allowed, as there will be explicit language used. I have my first call in the air. Dogbone, you're on the air. Dogbone, you there, baby? Where's my man Dogbone at? What up, Dogbone?
What up, player? Yo, how the fuck you open the goddamn hood of the Dodge Charger?
What happened, baby?
How the fuck you open up the hood of the Dodge Charger? You the motherfucker.
On the what Charger?
On the Dodge Charger.
You call me actually out over the fucking hood of the Dodge Charger, dude?
Hell no, man. I got open up. I'm doing this right now. Shit.
What, a new Dodge Charger?
Yeah, babe, I got it, but shit ain't coming up.
What you mean right there? It ain't right there in the middle?
Nah, it's right there, but the shit don't want to move.
You probably got to push the hood down as you're pushing the button under the hood.
Dude,
it's your release.
Here we go. All right.
This nigga here, man. I'm the fucking on-air personality and fucking car aficionado.
Hell yeah, man. Shit, I'm not sure to call. What the fuck?
Oh, right, my God, man. How you calling the motherfucking show, dude? And you working on the car at the same time?
Yeah, because I just got my workout on, son.
Oh, my God. You just got your fucking workout on?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. So what's going on, Playboy? You in the gym? You getting your little motherfucking little Jane Fonda on, or you getting your Lou Ferrigno on, son?
Yeah, I'm getting both on. I'm getting the fat off and the muscle back.
Well, listen. I have no fault in saying that. That's a good thing, baby. I ain't gonna lie. When I started my little diet and my little motherfucking push-ups and sit-ups and all that shit like that.
No,
I was like a size 42. I went down to a 40. I was at a 38. I put on a pair of 38s yesterday, and the bitch is as loose as a motherfucker on me. Boy, your kid
Duke,
looking good right about now, son.
Duke, you don't want to know how much I lost. Because you don't
know how much
crack.
You lost.
Everybody think I'm on crack right now.
You might be. Nigga, you out there in the fucking woods. Nigga, ain't no telling what the fuck you on.
Yo, listen. Put it like this. The fat boy's gone from the track. That's all I got to say. The fat is officially gone.
Okay. That's a good motherfucking look there.
Shit, we gotta get the lift on. And we're gonna be right in Fayetteville. We're gonna be right in Fayetteville.
Okay, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, player. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, baby. Did you hear tonight's topics?
I heard a little bit, but run it by me again.
Oh, let's see what tonight's topics are. Tonight's topic would be
come this way.
Number one. Number one, baby. You ready?
Yep.
Please explain to me why there are so many good women and good men out there that are single. If they're so good, why are they single? I thought you were supposed to keep them.
Because they're too goddamn picky. They want them, bitches want Denzel and everything when they ask us can only afford me.
All right, so that's because, but not them being good, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the nigga that they're looking for, you know what I'm saying? They so good, or they just saying they picky. Hold on, just hold that thought. Let me get this girl on the line right quick that can have a little rebuttal with you. My girl Tiffany from there. Tiffany from BK, you there?
Yes, I am.
What's up, baby? I missed you the last few weeks. Where the fuck you been?
Oh, my God. Just running around.
Okay, Tiffany, we got Dog Bone there. Dog Bone's there. Tiffany, say hello to Dog Bone.
Hey, Dog Bone. How are you?
Hello. Good to yourself.
I'm good. Boy, go on home. Sorry, y'all.
Okay, so Dog Bone. Now, what were you saying now, player? Now, what's that one reason you saying now, player?
Because they too damn picky. They want a Denzel instead of an average guy.
That's why there's so many single men out there and women out there, single men out there? Because they want,
I can agree with that to a degree. I can agree with that to a degree.
To a degree?
I can agree with that. Yes. Yeah, like, a lot of the average square is good. He's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? 9 to 5, do what he got to do.
Jimmy,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
he's not a treated woman.
Are you trying to say there's no bad guy squares out there, baby?
No, not really. Because you
no,
know
not
what?
Really.
Not really. Because those guys, they need to have the best of both worlds, so they're never really satisfied. And you know what it is? We don't, women, well, I'm going to say me personally, I can't deal with good guys.
You can't deal with a good guy?
No, I'm too rough for that.
Okay, what's your definition of a good guy? What's your definition of a good guy, though, Tiff?
Whatever you do, whatever your hustle is, that's fine, whether it's a 9 to 5 or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying, who knows how to treat a woman? Vice versa, that goes both ways. But at the end of the day, you know how to treat a woman. Just, he's that, oh, it's Monday, let's go here, let's do this, let's do that. Who can have a decent conversation? You know what I'm saying? Without all the ignorance and who doesn't let their past relationships roll over into their future relationships and making them bitter towards other women.
Mm-hmm. So can I be a street hood motherfucker out there hustling, running the streets, wilding, and be a good nigga?
You can be, but they few and far in between. Very few. Very few. You can literally count them on your hand.
Okay. But that's understood. That's highly understood. But I'm just trying to figure out why. There's so many women running around here saying I'm a good girl. I don't know why I can't keep a man or why I can't get a man. So you might not be.
I mean, it's something within us too. Because I know I'm a good girl, but my attitude is fucked up, and I'm not going to lie to nobody. My attitude is fucked up. I have the worst attitude in the world. But at the end of the day, I am a good girl. But some people can't overlook my attitude and see that I am a genuinely good person.
Right. But sometimes maybe your attitude outweighs your good.
It does. Because a lot of people tell me they'd rather for me to stab them than to curse them out or talk shit to them because my mouth is just reckless. So I can see how they do overlook my good-hearted nature, and they just see me for just being, you know, reckless and coming out of my face sideways.
Right.
I could see how they would overlook that.
Well, okay, that's pretty good, but I ain't gonna lie, you talk shit to me all the time, I might try your ass one good time, I might try your fucking ass. You might get a left or a right cross or some shit like that. But you know what? A lot of times it be the fucking good guys that go upside the girl's head and not the bad guy.
You absolutely right. But you know, it's only so much a person can take, and if that chick is constantly nudging and egging, you know what I'm saying?
She wants a good guy that she's gonna overpower and rule or whatever, and this nigga is tired of being backed into the fucking wall. Because 9 out of 10, you ain't going to talk that gorilla bang bang shit to no motherfucking bad guy, no motherfucking street niggas, no wild ass nigga. You ain't going to talk that rah-rah shit to him.
I don't know, because I'm just like that, period. And I guess that's my problem. And I'm the type of person, you cannot give me too much leeway, because if you give me enough room, I'm going to walk all over you. You can't.
Right.
You can't. So I'll just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could be a little of both.
Right.
You have to be a little, you have to balance yourself out.
Right.
You can't just be, you know what I'm saying, oh, the doula, yes, yes, baby, no, but no, 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 no. Sometimes you have to tell me no and make me understand that no is no, but you know what I'm saying, oh, you're going to have to wait for this. I'm not just going to give it to you.
Right.
I'm not going to give it to you just because
okay,
you said
okay, that's,
so.
That's another thing. That's the thing. You know, women always make the fucking, the bad, they make the good guy wait for the cooch, but they give the bad guy the cooch right away. thank you, see? What I'm talking about?
I can't do that but laugh.
Yo, that's, but that's so fucking
true.
It's fucking true. Like, yo, you see a good nigga, like, that's a good nigga right there. Da, da, da. You make this old square-ass nigga wait. But then, fucking Bobo from up the fucking block come down there, who's always cursing you out, got his pants hanging off his ass, you get this nigga the ass right away. Fucking retarded. Hold on one second. Yo, my lines are fucking flooded. They are on fire. If you scared, then just listen. If you got a heart and some courage, press one and talk to the homie. Talk to the homie, Steph Dallas, and talk to my people that gonna allow me right now. Talk to my girl Tiffany BK. My girl Tiffany BK and my man Dogbone. Call in and talk, you know, press one and join in the conversation. Okay, back to my girl Tiff. As I was saying now, you motherfucking bros would be quick to give motherfucking Killer Ben or Joso or JoJo the coochie right a fucking way, but motherfucking Michael Jones that worked for fucking Microsoft, this nigga gotta wait for the coochie.
But you know what? I'm the opposite.
I
never really had a bad boy. Never. Not that
Tiffany,
dude on the
Tiffany,
corner.
Your radio name is Tiffany from BK. You mean to tell me you never had a bad boy?
No. My two homies, they can tell you from firsthand knowledge, they can tell you I've never had a bad boy, ever. Ever. I always, let me tell you, they school square to the fifth power.
Right. I ain't gonna go. I had some squares in my life, and I had some ratchet bitches in my life. And yo, believe it or not, the fucking squares, most of the time the squares would turn out to be really kind of wild behind closed doors.
Yeah, because they exactly. They put on a facade outside and then behind closed doors, and they can let all the shit that they've been, you know what I'm saying, holding in all day, all the shit they want to say and do, they can let it out now.
Right, their mother had them sheltered. Wouldn't let them do shit, wouldn't let them go out, and blah, blah, blah. Yo, I had one.
I'm a preacher's kid, so
square.
Can you imagine?
Who's what?
I'm a preacher's kid, so can you imagine?
Woo! Woo! Oh, I can imagine. You is fucking wild.
Can you imagine? I'm
you
a fuck preacher's
wild.
Kid.
They say the preacher's daughter is always the wild one and the freaky one.
I'm a preacher's kid. I'm a preacher's kid, okay? So, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had to have that, but, you know, I mean, my mother wasn't always a preacher, but she was out there doing her thing. She did her thing, but then she always held me at a certain regard. So I was like, oh, Lord, my mother's going to kill me if I do this or if I do that. You know what I'm saying?
It's so fucking true. So fucking true. Yo, I had a broad that was such a fuck. She was a square. Her mother had her so locked down. That, and I was her first. I was the first nigga she gave some coochie to. And she was buck. Yo, she would sneak me in the house, tiptoe past her mother's bedroom door. Oh, yo, it was crazy. That bitch, she just, complete fucking opposite. She was just so happy to have. And I was young and fucking wild. I was wild.
Yeah.
She was so fucking happy to have a wild ass nigga. Because I'm what her mother didn't want her to have.
And but you know what the thing with me was? I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to. I guess that's why I dealt with the type of guys I dealt with, because I never had to squeak to do anything. You know what I'm saying? At that particular time, my mother was, you know, doing her thing or whatever like that. So I had leeway to do whatever it was that I wanted to do. So I never had to sneak. I never had to try to get with the bad boy, get what I wanted, because my mother gave me everything. So it wasn't nothing that I really wanted. So it was no need for me to go get with that drug dealer on the corner, because all I had to do was say, "Mommy, I want this," and I got it.
Right.
And a lot of times it happens that way too, because, you know, the parents are not able to give the child what they want. So they figure, all right, let me go give this bad boy. He, you know what I'm saying? He's selling drugs. He's getting this money. Let me get with him.
Right.
That's not always the case, but in most cases, that's how it is.
Man, you're 100% correct. 100% correct. 100% correct. I had my fair share of women out there. I had my fucking fair share. I had good. I had bad. I had mediocre. I had bitches that played both sides of the fence. And shit is fucking crazy. It's crazy how you got so many bad niggas and bad bitches that are in relationships, and the good niggas and good girls ain't in relationships. That's fucking crazy how all these bad, wild motherfuckers are in a relationship, but the good ones ain't.
It's got to be crazy.
They're looking for a motherfucker. They might have to buy a Build-A-Bear or some shit. That's what they
need. Yeah. We're going to have to get a cloning machine, and we're going to have to put every quality we want in a person in that machine and make that person. That's what we're going to have to do.
100% correct. Oh, man. What am I going to say? Okay, hold that though for 1 second. As I was saying, I ran across a good many of them. But you know what? Let's jump the topic too, right quick. While me and you are having this good ass discussion, right quick. Hold up. You know what? Let me let my man on there. Real talk. You there?
Yes, sir. You know
what? What up, Mr. Real Talk? What's up, baby?
What's going on, baby? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't gonna kill nothing. Won't let nothing die, man.
I hear you. I heard somebody on the line talking about their church bell and their preacher, but they ain't never do nothing.
It's true. I didn't say I ain't never do nothing. I just said I never had a really bad boy.
Y'all some freaky ass.
I'm not gonna deny you that, but what I'm saying is I never had a really bad boy that was like out there like that. No.
So you trying to tell me you was only messing with choir boys?
They wasn't choir boys, but they wasn't no street dudes. They wasn't no thugs.
Did you got something against street dudes or something?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because you sound like you like the type where niggas go, yo, shit your ass down.
I'm not too slick for that. You couldn't even tell me no shit like that.
That's why I said you sound like that type. You want somebody that's going to give you competition.
I need somebody that's going to tell me no, damn it. Because if you keep telling me yes, I'm just going to walk all over you. I'm just going to put my heels on and just tiptoe over you. I can't, but, you know.
Thank you. Well, you lucky I don't know. Y'all put my foot in your ass.
I
have to lay down the motherfucking law and all that. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm the first day in place, that's how you're supposed to do that.
Hello? God.
You need some balance. You need some balance. You just can't always tell me.
So what you're saying is, Tiff. Hold on, Tiff. So you're trying to say if you're a good girl, you need a bad guy. And if you're a bad guy, I need a good girl?
Yeah.
You have to balance it out.
Where you get that shit from?
Two badass people, it's never going to work. They're going to clash constantly. You have to balance that out.
Okay, so two bad people going to have some wild, raunchy ass sex.
It's going to be a lot of damn
squares. They're going to be fucking snoring on each other.
And if I'm a wild nigga
and you're a goody two shoes, ain't no funny thing. I'm going to keep fucking wearing your ass out. I want to get wild sometime, and vice versa.
But that's the thing. You're going to teach her maid how to be wild, what you want, how you like it.
Man, anybody got time for that shit?
If she a fool, you want to be like, listen, this is how you're going to do this, and this is how I like it. Point blank, period.
Listen, school is a session.
Either you're going to get on the train or you're going
to
get ran over.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 3.
Listen, Listen, if you into that person like that, you're going to do whatever it takes so that both of y'all are satisfied.
Okay, yeah, but you got to get with the program quick, too. You know, I had one. This bitch was a dead fist. This was when I was young. This was a dead ass fist. You know, that shit didn't do nothing for me. It turned me off. Like, I didn't want to have sex.
But see, at that age, when you're young, you don't have time to teach nobody. But as you get older, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling this.
Well, I
wasn't
that young. Like maybe Mel was like mid 20s. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't that
shit,
young.
Shit, that was still young. You still wanted to just.
No, I wasn't warm. I was a gangster in my 20s. You kidding me? Shit.
Wait a minute. I got a question for the preacher's daughter. I got a question for the preacher's daughter. You ever get the viper?
What the hell is that?
Tuna poop on the tooth.
What? All
right, hold your fingers up, okay?
Uh-huh. All right,
you get your fingers up. Put up the peace sign.
Uh-huh.
Now stick your thumb out.
Uh-huh.
Tuna poop on the cooch.
You so serious. I'm sorry.
Wow.
All right.
Oh.
I had a slow moment.
Okay.
I had a slow moment.
Yo, hold on, y'all. We have another call in there. We have V on the line. V, you there? We have V on the line. V, you there?
Yeah, I am.
How you doing, V?
V had the viper. She sounded like she had the viper.
No, I think you have the viper. You know too much about the fingers and where they go, which thumb go into what.
Listen. You must be new to the show. You don't know. I'm the one with the tongue ring, so.
I didn't know that was the
Gucci,
name for
that.
I didn't know about a viper either. He just schooled me. I'm going to have to meet this dude. Talking about viper.
I didn't know what that
hold
was
on,
either.
Hold on, B. Where you calling from? I hear accent, B. Where you calling from?
I'm a Jamaican. No, man. I ain't Jamaican.
Okay.
I'm from the Virgin Islands.
From the Virgin Islands,
y'all so
okay.
Freaky acid too. Y'all Virgin Islands. Y'all so freaky, my brother. Boy, y'all so
freaky.
You're
not freaky, you're virgin.
You ain't no goddamn virgin.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Are you a good girl or a bad girl, T?
I know about rabbits. But,
huh?
I'm a good girl with a bad streak.
You're a good girl with a bad streak.
Yes.
Huh?
So, fuck.
What's
so
the
you play that shit down.
You play both sides of the fence.
Yeah, I said something earlier, but I was listening online, so I have to call in. But
okay.
He was like, why are the bad niggas and, you know, bitches in a relationship and then all the good guys and good girls not in a relationship? And that's because friggin' bitches is bitches and hoes, and they just put the open up and bend over for a friggin' dude. You understand? And then, friggin' them badass niggas, you know, saying it's so damn busy being bad or fucking bitches to pay attention to the good girls that they're around. And then, unfortunately, the good guys, nobody don't want a good little, goody two shoes dude that will friggin' cry during sex. Like, sorry, nigga, I'm not trying to see you. Go home to your mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't want your problem.
I love it.
So the good guys are losing. And now you're saying the good guys are losing?
He just ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Go find a church girl. You know what I'm saying? Go find a girl that, you know, I don't know. Go to Thailand or some shit.
I love it. She's
yo, we have V from the Virgin
sex.
Islands, and she is going the fuck off.
Yes.
Oh, my God, man.
She said, they cry during sex.
Yeah. I ain't never heard a nigga cry during, but I don't want to hear no nigga cry during sex. That's some fucking crazy shit.
I mean, I seen a teardrop, but I ain't know that they was crying there.
You heard a what drop? You heard a teardrop?
I seen a teardrop.
You
seen
a teardrop during sex?
Yes.
What the fuck she was doing to that nigga?
Listen, I make it do.
That wasn't no dude. That was a transvestite.
Real talk, you said that?
Yes, I did. That was a transvestite.
No, it wasn't.
I don't care. You probably yell.
If it's okay for me to cry, he could cry too.
No, hell no. He cried.
But Tip, did you look at him differently when you seen he was crying?
Hell yeah,
y'all punk ass. Exactly. You ain't gonna look at a dude that cried during sex and be like, oh my God, yo, my pussy really tight, he really feeling me. No, you can be like, nigga, time to go, sorry. And then I'm gonna call up Dallas and be like, all right, nigga, you can come over now. You know?
Yeah. I need to fuck you like that, then. Make me fucking cry, then. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you cry, dude, they gonna get rid of your ass, son. You don't want no pussy like
I'm
that.
I'm telling you right now, that shit ain't gonna happen.
Yo, I don't want no pussy that's gonna make me cry. You can keep that shit.
No, I want to fuck the challenge. Shit, fuck that. Make me cry.
Only,
if I cry, don't.
The only pussy that's gonna make you cry is pussy that make your shit burn. That's the only shit time you should
cry.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I'm doing right here. That's the only reason why. Hey, ain't no one the real dude gonna be crying talking about, ooh, they're gonna be crying to punch you at the same time.
Oh, yes. My God. let me ask y'all question number two for tonight while I got y'all on the air right quick. Let's go to question number two while we're on air. What is that one physical feature that if your mate lost, you would stop having sex with them?
A figure.
A
figure.
If she lost her figure, you would stop fucking with her?
You can get a figure back.
I'm not fucking with her.
You can always get your figure back.
You got that big fat girl that's walking around. She was nice and slim, and she got big fat and a stomach that looked like a big fat tongue. You don't want to deal with
you
that.
Oh, you will.
Looking like Chris.
You will.
Fuck that.
You know what? Even if she lose her figure, right, her vagina might still be good.
You
like, you're right.
Come
on.
Looking at her. You don't make my dick hard. I don't want to stick
it. That's nasty. The slap in and the top. Ew.
Now, you can always get your figure back. But if y'all lose it,
I'm telling you from past experience, two fat people can't be fucked.
I'm going to need you to take your fucking ass somewhere and kill yourself.
I think big girls got wetter vaginas. You know, they're just thirsty. They're hungry.
Big girls have little vaginas?
What?
You say you think big girls have little vaginas?
No, wetter. Wetter. Wet. You know, they're moist, wet, more juicy. You know what I'm saying? They kick off. They sweat. You know, all that moisture in between their legs.
No,
you don't like
that's
you?
Friction. That's a fire.
Slim girls have deep pussy. That's my motto right there. I don't know why, but slim bitches always got deep pussy.
Who?
Can
I tell you a story?
Steph,
I'm listening. I was tapping this one girl. Right? I'm going to tell you a story. Every girl you know you hit, you want to hear that.
Right.
You know that screaming like the slim girl. I was she was just laying there, and she was like, "Ooh." I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like, I know I'm banging this hoe, but she was slim. She was like, "Ooh." You know, nigga losing his manhood now. You know, because she ain't making a noise like the other female. With a slim joint, you gotta hit her walls. Once you hit her walls, she go crazy. But if she's slim, you're just trying to go like straight up in there. You ain't doing no damage, player.
I told you, I had me a slim one before. This bitch gave me a long way to go. She made me wait for this pussy. Made me wait and wait and wait. And when I finally got it, the shit was trash. That shit, I could have put my motherfucking barber tools up in that coochie, man.
Oh, my God.
So I was in that motherfucker hanging the fuck out, kid. I was in that bitch freestyling, kid. Yo, this shit was garbage, man.
Yo.
You were spinning around and stuff?
Yo, spinning around, doing handstands, backflips.
No bueno.
Head spins. I was freestyling that motherfucker.
That's because slim chicks, they're more like, heavier chicks, we're built more close together. You understand what I'm saying? So, therefore, you know, you can't go in like that. Sometimes you can't, sometimes you can't.
Tiffany, you're not heavy. You just got big-ass titties.
Shut up.
You got some big joints, huh, Tiff? Your shit.
Damn.
You got those big headlights that people see when they walk down the block, huh?
Yeah, I do.
I ain't mad at you.
Damn. Yeah, but like that, but yeah, the bitch. Yo, I mean, I had a few skinny, but with that one, she like, yo, it was like a waste of money. I was in that bitch hanging the fuck out. And this bitch moaning and screaming. I'm like, bitch, cut it out, man. Cut it the fuck
you
out.
You should have
I got a question for you guys.
While you was at it.
Go ahead.
Right? So, like, okay, you fucking a girl, you know what I'm saying? That shit goes everything. And then next thing you know, you just start screaming, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, what kind of pussy is that to be telling you thank you, thank you, thank you? Who the fuck says thank you during sex?
Yeah, I know.
Did you? Is that because you finally gave him the pussy, or...
I don't know what an ass that was, but like, yo.
Did you tell her, was that the first time you gave him the pussy or no?
No, not at all.
After you gave him the pussy a few times, he always said thank you, thank you, thank you.
No. Like just this one particular time.
Maybe that was the first time you made him come. Was that the first time you made him come?
Hell no! Please,
no. I don't fucking know. Maybe what the fuck he said thank you for?
Damn.
I know you're a dude. Maybe that's something y'all do.
I don't say no motherfucking thank you when I'm in some pussy.
You know, that's like, he might as well have cried. Like, I don't know, turn off, I don't know.
He was going
to
do
that.
He's
going
to come to the States, you got the islands.
He's about to cry. You definitely
need to come to the States to get out the islands.
Oh, yeah? You want to tell me thank you?
Okay. Hold on, y'all. We have another caller on there. Hold on. We have another caller. We have Tana on there. Tana, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, don't sound all fucking happy.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, damn, she sound like one ready.
I just
came
from the gym. I just came from the gym. I'm trying to get my second ring.
Oh, damn.
Hi,
you
Tana.
Hi.
Okay, Tana, let me break it down. We have Dogbone on the air. We have Tiffy from BK. We have Real Talk. And we have V from the Virgin Islands.
Who's from the Virgin Islands?
V.
V, girl.
She
yo,
she's funny
yo,
her fucking voice.
What's up, boo? Hey, girl.
Oh,
hey, Tiffy.
What the fuck?
Hey,
baby.
How are you?
good.
Yeah, this is not a family reunion. I keep telling you, bitches, that shit is not a family reunion.
What is the question?
The question is, how long does it take before you suck dick on the first night? Let me stop.
He's taking an ass.
The question was, please explain to me why there are so many good women and men who are single. And if they are so good, then why are they single? And why are the bad guys and bad girls in relationships?
Because people are gluttons for punishment. And we usually like the bad guys. So we usually want to keep hold of it. It's fun.
Yeah, why do you glutton for the punishment? Why are you looking for the punishment?
I tried fucking with one of them L7 boys. It wasn't good for me.
so that's what it is. So we need all the goody two shoes are single because all the bad ones, they're like
excited. Well, I can't fuck with queer niggas. I tried it. But as far as like people who claim that they're good and they're single, I mean, that could be rightfully so, you know. I mean, it happens. Well, I mean, there's no real explanation for it. Trust me, when it's time for you to get with somebody, you're going to get with somebody.
You don't want to give it to nobody, sir?
I said when it's time for you to get with somebody, you'll get with somebody.
Why do us good guys, got to wait to get the coochie and the bad guys get it so fast?
I don't know about all that.
You don't know about all of that?
No. I don't have no set date or nothing like that. You going to get it when I fuck you? It could be tomorrow. It could be today. I don't know.
What the fuck? What you mean you don't know nothing about that? You sound like you got a lot of freak in your ass.
A lot of what? Repeat that?
A lot of freak in your ass.
I can't hear you because you know you always thought
a lot of freak. You got a lot of freak in your ass.
So what?
Damn, what?
So what? I own my shit. So what?
You own your shit?
What?
Yeah, so what?
So what?
What
that
so what? That's a sin? That's a sin? You can't possibly be judging.
What you mean I can't be judging? Why the fuck not? I can't.
You need to a fucking salad before you tell me what I need to do with myself.
You need to get your motherfucking ass together. That's what the fuck you need to do, because that's why you're out there alone now. Talking that dumb shit.
Go and toss your salad, you corpse dude.
Fucking... You know what? Fucking Andre drinking ass.
Shut the hell up, Real Talk. Whatever.
You said Square Talk, you said?
Yeah.
I'm Square Talk. You what?
You ain't talking you real. What? You talking real bullshit. That was you talking.
I'm not like with that nonsense.
I ain't say nothing that sound remotely freakish for you to even say that. Shut the fuck up.
I said to you, stop acting like you don't got no fucking freak in your ass, because you sound freaky like a motherfucker. I know what the fuck I said. I heard what the
so
fuck
what?
You said too.
So what? You think cursing is going to be supreme across? You still sound like a damn idiot.
Oh my god. Damn.
Somebody's on one today.
Yes.
Fuck out of here. He's a lonely ass.
Somebody's trying to comfort me and shit. Shut the fuck up.
You're so lonely. Oh, why the fuck you curse? You don't got nothing to say, stupid ass. See?
What?
You sound like a motherfucking hypocrite.
I sound like a hypocrite.
You just told me about cursing, but you're going to say the curse and try to make your point across.
Well,
stupid
I ain't
ass.
Cursing to get my point across. Fuck you. That's what I'm trying to say. You understand that? That's two fucking words. Two fucking words, two syllables. Fuck you. Don't give a shit. Fuck you.
Oh,
I can't. Understand that? Did I get my point across to you?
Listen, I love this so bad.
Every week
you be
somebody
having on
my fucking
cornbread eating ass chicks you be having on here.
I don't eat cornbread, I eat oxtail, bitch. Watch your mouth. I ain't country, I'm West Indian. Fuck out here.
Oh shit, yeah, you a voodoo lady. Gotta watch out.
Yeah, nigga. Don't let you God do, motherfucker. Watch yourself, because you'll
fucking
get caught.
Fucking voodoo ass. I got to watch
cocktail
out.
You motherfucking right.
That was at Harlem Nights. Cocktail weed.
You be scratching at my door like a shih tzu, bitch. Watch
yourself.
Yeah.
Ooh, no. You just want me to scratch at your motherfucking door.
Oh,
oh, my God.
Tatiana is on one tonight. You had a drink yet, baby?
I just left the gym.
Uh-huh.
I just left the gym.
I drink right now.
Yo, easy with the shih tzu jokes now. I got a shih tzu. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So you got a boy or girl, man?
Me, I got a boy.
I got a girl. What's up, dude?
Yo, the ex.
Steph, how you trying to breathe? Steph, how you trying to breathe the damn dog? Don't even get a teary again.
Hey, son, I'm bottom, bitch.
I'm just saying, I got me. Okay, keep that in mind, dude. Keep that in mind, dude.
Yo, you can't do nothing. My ex shot me.
All right, now,
well,
I'm sorry for going left. What's the other question? I'm sorry.
When is it okay to suck the... Oh, we did that. Okay.
Have you had the Viper?
Hey,
what's the question?
Have you ever had the Viper?
The Viper?
Yes.
Yeah, Tana, they hit me with that one too.
Have you ever had?
What is the Viper?
Two in the poop, one in the cooch.
Two in the what?
Two in the poop, one in the cooch.
What, two dicks in the ass?
No, two fingers in your ass and your thumb in the coochie.
That shit is corny. What the fuck is that about?
It's corny, Larry.
You talking about that bowling ball shit?
Yeah.
Like,
no, the bowling ball is the other way around. I'm talking about like a curveball in there. The way you throw a curveball and stuff.
Is that against the rules, real talk? Is that against the fucking rules?
What the fuck? You don't put a hard ball in your ass. You put a soft ball. You know what the fuck you talking about.
Shut the fuck up. Ass off limits, ass nigga. Shut up.
Oh my god.
What the fuck
are
you talking about? Stop acting like you don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Shut up before I pull a rubber glove and come for your ass. Holy
god. Okay, Tana, topic number two was, what is the one physical feature that if your mate lost, you would stop having sex with them and possibly leave them?
See, that's hard because I used to be a chubby chaser, so it can't be weight.
We mean used to be. Why'd you stop?
Why'd I stop? I just did. I don't got nothing against thick dudes. I like them, but I'm just saying, the weight wouldn't be an issue for me. So, as far as a physical feature. Damn, I can't even say nothing about the eyes because my shit is tight fucked up on a bad day, too. So
I'm going to slap you.
you know I got that fucking Cookie Monster eye. That shit be going left and shit once in a while.
Big small eye?
Let me see.
I can't.
Got a big small eye. God
I can't. I really can't think of that. Oh, okay, I got it. The fucking teeth.
Yeah.
If he lost his teeth,
stupid. You been on my profile, motherfucker.
Shit, I don't know who the fuck you are. It's real talk.
Yeah, so you don't see no fucking eye to the left or nothing like that. Shut your ass.
Eye to the left.
I am going to slap you. I can't.
And I'm like, goddamn man.
Oh man, y'all. So if his teeth got fucked up, you stop fucking with him, start giving him sex?
And if he got
if you look like you chewed a fucking Snickers bar,
that would have to lose as over time. Me, I don't know, if I had a bitch with a fat ass and she just lost her ass, like no ass.
Yeah.
But she had an ass, you know, that would be different. Or.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
What if the nigga got a mouthful of four teeth that look curly white? And then when you do it, they accidentally fall out. What the fuck are you going to do? You going to stop fucking with him because his teeth fell out?
I'm a laugh.
I'm going to need him to get them surgically implanted then.
Oh, damn. You kiss that nigga unconditionally. He might use those teeth to nibble on and use the tongue for the other part, you know? That shit unconditionally.
Dumb it down.
Put the teeth in his hand and nibble on the
neck. If you got fucked up teeth, then I can't. That shit just makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, especially like when you're trying to give me some tongue action.
No. I got to look at some shit. Some shit is horrible. What the fuck? Come on, that shit will make me upset. Like, come on, you can go get a pedicure or something, nigga. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Make some hammer toes and all of that shit.
Toes?
Oh, my God. What if
hammer toes?
What the?
I just got
what the fuck?
What if he had? Listen, what if he had a big, pretty dick, and then it just got ugly and small?
That motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
What? That's
gotta
not
go.
A physical piece. Is that a, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna see it all the time.
It is physical. I gotta look at it.
You said
look at it. Don't you put the lights on? You put the lights on or off?
Nah, I would pray for him if it transformed like that.
Exactly.
I will pray for him and break
out. Listen to that fucking Tiffany. Why you gonna put the nigga out just like that?
Listen, I gotta be happy too.
Why don't buy you a toy?
Listen, fuck all of that. At the end of the day, that works sometimes, but not all times.
Okay, so he buys a strap on. He wears a strap on.
I'm what? I got my kids. Don't. Exactly.
Why would he even think to do something like that?
First of all, if he did that, he's a fucking homo. So, whatever.
His dick don't get hard no more.
What well, the then fuck? I need him to just stop trying to fuck that. Period. Point
it might be you. If his dick don't get hard, it might be you.
It ain't me, goddamn it. It's his broken ass. He lost his mojo.
Mm.
Aww. You know, y'all need to be doing some real fucked up shit.
Like y'all don't. Don't act like you
y'all be doing some real
bailing.
Fucked up shit to a nigga, man.
Hell yeah,
y'all
that voodoo
shit. Y'all could drop shit to devil, man.
That voodoo shit. Don't you remember Harlem Nights, Red Fox, that Creole chick? That voodoo.
If a female has to do all of that to keep a man, then she's a loser. Her damn self.
Do all of what to keep a man?
What?
What you mean? Do all of what to keep a man?
If a chick does voodoo to keep a dude or to get a dude, she's a fucking loser.
Listen, man.
She's a fucking loser. What the hell? You don't need to do all of that.
I had a chick. Bitch had me fucked. I ain't gonna lie. The bitch had me fucked up. I wouldn't go nowhere. I would always go to a house, let her go out, party with her girlfriends. I wait in the house for the bitch and everything. And I'm like, yo, something's gotta be wrong with me. And then I've seen a fucking picture that we took at a club together, sitting in a fucking big ass bowl with some water and some leaves and like a candle wax dripping on the shit.
I hope she ain't feeding you spaghetti.
What happened?
I hope she wasn't feeding you spaghetti.
nine. I ain't never eaten the biscuit. I always bought her food. That bitch had some shit on my ass. I always bought
food.
What the fuck is wrong with the food? When she cooked for you, she didn't cook you spaghetti, because if she cooked you spaghetti, she fucked you up for real.
Nah, she didn't make me no spaghetti. I ain't never ate her cooking.
Okay. Just be clear
of the
spaghetti,
because
this is nasty.
Oh, is that what y'all be doing?
No, but I ratchet bitches. They listen. If they want you like that, they gonna give you some spaghetti. Don't eat the bitches' spaghetti. I don't eat spaghetti, so it don't matter.
You don't eat spaghetti.
Hell no.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with this? What's spaghetti now?
You don't know about the spaghetti?
Man, that's the oldest trick in the book, dude.
Why? What are
you doing? They put they monthly in spaghetti.
That's some nasty shit.
Yo, I don't fuck with that shit ever again now.
Y'all fucked up on my appetite on spaghetti doing some nasty
shit.
Exactly.
I was hungry. I ain't eating now.
Man, that's the oldest, that's the oldest trick in the book I've heard, dude.
That's some nasty, disgusting. That's some nasty ass.
What chicks doing? It's wrong. And it's
disgusting.
Some
shit's
good.
Wow.
Okay.
Look, nobody's ever
seen
spaghetti again.
I'm really
not.
What
the fuck to tell you? That shit is just nasty. Nasty,
yeah.
Nasty ass.
No, I ain't got time for that.
Exactly. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. I ain't got time for that.
Exactly. If you gotta do all that to keep a nigga, then you just don't need
them.
You need to be by yourself.
Then you do that and you can't get rid of
them. Exactly. When you do exactly. When you do shit like that to dude, you can't get rid of him. You're gonna have to kill that nigga now, because, man, he crazy. He walking around with his onesie and his bunny slippers on. Fuck you.
A onesie?
Yeah, that bunny slippers.
And
that nigga's crazy now.
I wish the fuck I would run out of fucking onesie.
The female done did all of that to trap the dude. Now she can't get rid of him, and now she don't want to be with him no more. Now you got to kill this nigga. And now he's crazy. It happens.
It fucking happens. What? Who's that humming? Where's Ton at? Where's the big girl at? Where's the tall one?
That's me. How are you?
Okay, just make sure you're still around, baby. I didn't want you to call me over there.
You just call me mad names. Like, why did you do that? What was that for? I thought we were past that.
I said, where's my girl Ton at? The 6 foot.
That ain't what you said.
The 6 foot.
Damn.
I said, Ton.
Holy shit. Hello.
What just happened? What am I?
Oh my
god.
No, I'm sorry. I'm at the gym still. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You at the gym store?
I'm at the gym still. I'm about to leave the gym right now.
Oh my gosh. You know what I did today? I sat right by the pull up bars today.
Yes.
I did
all my leg exercises today. Right in front
Everybody's working out, girl. I've been working out too. Shit, I'm trying to drop
50
by my birthday.
Not your mouth, babe. What you working out? Not the mouth. We're not talking about the mouth,
all
right,
baby?
Shut up. I'm
trying
to drop
50
pounds by June.
You better start running.
Exactly. Get on that elliptical. Shit.
I
dropped 100 already.
God, you know I smoke cigarettes. I'll be the
guy. I smoke cigarettes too.
Then walk. And walk and walk far.
Fuck a lot. That's what you gotta do. Fuck a lot.
That
burns calories.
Hey, Tana, let me ask you a question about what Tiffany said earlier. Do you think it's possible that good people don't get along and bad guys and bad girls get along?
Is it possible?
Yeah, like why is that?
Of course. That's the only type of person that'll put up with me is somebody as ratchet as me.
And what about a bad girl?
Why would a
bad guy want to be with a bad girl if he got to teach you everything?
They don't really. How bad is she that you got to teach her?
is a square. I don't fucking know.
Oh, you seen a girl is a square and the guy is a bad guy? Nah, that usually works out because they can take advantage and do what the hell they want. Because, you know, she got her head in the sand all the damn time.
But then sometimes he'll teach her a little something and then they'll balance each other
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, I've never witnessed it, you know, like in my own experience, but...
So you never had a square and you just fucking ran all over them?
No.
Donna, I was just telling them that I've never had a bad, bad boy. Would you explain to them that just...
Man, get the entire fuck off my line, please.
Tiffany be housing him.
Thank you.
So she has squares then, because a real nigga punch in the fucking face.
No, a real dude would not do that.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on. I got my resident expert in this situation calling right now.
Shit.
Big homie, you there?
Oh, no.
I knew when he said that. I knew who was giving him
a call. I'm in the
building. He said the resident expert.
where am I expert in today? Huh? Where am I expert in today? Real niggas fucking square bitches.
Oh man, it's only, you probably got like 50% of this line is probably full of square bitches.
Oh Lord Jesus, have mercy.
Let me tell you what the problem with these square niggas don't get along. It's gotta be a fucking ratchet
chicks.
Nigga and a square bitch, or a ratchet bitch and a square nigga.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so. I can't fuck with no square.
But listen, you don't know he's square. How you know?
I will when I eventually find out. I'm gonna be turned off.
All right, cause y'all get bamboozled in the beginning, and then you get the nigga around some real certified niggas, and he run around sucking dicks. You already know what
I mean? I ain't never have to take it that far.
I'm saying I see this shit happen all the time. My homegirl be like, yeah, that's my man's in them. I'm looking at this dude like this nigga.
They get through my. They gotta go
through
my.
You been talking about all the time.
They gotta go through my brothers first.
Yep. So your brothers know everybody.
You'd be surprised. But
so
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you bring all of these yellow fuck? Will you bring them to your brothers to overlook them first?
Yeah.
So
they sit there and tell you behind the scenes, all right, niggas, that nigga's a duck, he's a square, or that's a live nigga, or he's this.
Yeah,
they tell you that shit?
My brothers, or like my real close, ratchet ass friends, homeboys, yeah.
But if you hear me, I don't know your brothers.
We would have a gathering. We would have a gathering.
I don't know your
brothers.
So how would they judge me?
They will watch how you move when you look them.
Okay, so you can't get fooled by movements.
You damn sure can.
Yeah, they're going to watch how you move. Real recognize real. That's all.
What I'm saying is you can't be fooled by movement. They can't be fooled by movement. Because there's a lot of niggas running around watching BET. They watching Belly, Shot Judge.
Yeah,
and
then
they doing all that shit.
And then it's over-exaggerated. You can tell when somebody's overdoing it. A real dude is not going to show himself like that. He's going to be cool the fuck out. He ain't going to be having his face all up in every damn thing. Just chill. Everybody just chill.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm a square. I'll be the first one to say, I'm a square. Can I get a ratchet bitch now?
Hold on, that's dog bone? That's dog bone?
Yeah,
yep.
Dog bone.
You ain't got to tell us that shit, son. You ain't got to tell us that shit, son. You got a tongue ring. Son.
I want Nitty muted.
You want Nitty?
Man, hey, big homie. Yo. Dog Bone's gonna be in Fayetteville.
We gonna be fucking with that nigga hard body.
Yo, we gonna have a blast down there.
We gonna have
there.
A good time, yo.
I just hope it ain't raining down there. That's the only thing I ask for.
Well, that's what they made rules for. That's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I can't with y'all.
Well, due to late breaking developments, I gotta get me a replacement killer.
What the fuck happened, Playboy?
Oh, my God, man.
The
problem
Rocky
is
on
these,
right now?
These bitches is raising niggas wrong. I blame it on the bitches, man. Y'all let niggas get away with anything. Saggy jeans, tight jeans.
doing bitch nigga shit.
Not my child. Not my child. His chest again came all the way in with that. Not my kid.
So change of plans for me. I gotta get a replacement nigga. Oh,
damn, homie.
Damn, big homie.
What you say, big
homie? I don't
even
know half the story, man. If I tell you half this shit, man, you say you gotta get a replacement. Replacement killer, yo. I had big dreams. I had plans, man. I had plans. I know you had plans, baby. We talked about it. You had plans, baby. I had fucking plans, man.
Oh,
well, what happened?
I can't share it. I can tell you, but
we'll
I'll call you later.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking Mitches. These fucking Mitches, man. These fucking Mitches, man.
He said, yep, he be watching them husbands.
Oh, my God. Fucking Mitches, man. We gotta work on something.
Who in the kitchen cooking? What the hell
up? Laughing?
In the kitchen.
Yeah, somebody cooking something and they fucking the pans up. So they mad at some motherfucker.
It ain't Tana because she bakes everything.
Shut up.
In the fucking pan. What the fuck? And it sound like
some
the
of that
pans
you in the
winning.
No, that's not me.
Wow. Like the fucking pans
just,
is winning.
Ain't no damn liquor store over here. I'm so upset right now.
Hey, baby, you don't wait till the last minute to start planning getting drunk, baby. All right, you sound like a beginner, okay?
Shut the hell up.
You sound like a fucking beginner. You go in the liquor store, you think about the whole week. The whole week.
I don't drink all week. I don't drink all my days off.
You're a big dummy. I said you think about the whole week.
That's her.
Shut the hell up.
You don't go in
so
there and think about the
game. I'm not arguing with you, you fucking weak, big homie. I'm really not.
Topic number one. Please explain why there are so many good women and good men who are single. And if they're so good, then why are they single?
Yeah, I'm about to get to that point right there because everybody swear they good. See, one thing about me, I don't swear I'm good. Like, no, I just do what I can.
I swear I am.
I do what I can to make my little nigga happy, but I will never say I'm a good nigga because that's subject to the person you're dealing with. Because you may think you're a good broad or a good nigga, but you could be sucking somebody else's dick every night.
I mean, yeah, that too, but I still am good. I'm good at that too.
You can't be that good. You can cheat and fornicate
with on your man and still be a good person and vice versa for a man as well.
When we in each other's company, I make you feel good.
I think you could do that. You're numero uno in my book.
So nothing matter but what's in this room and what's in this house.
You're a goddamn liar.
So nothing else matter but me and you, boo.
Shit, you be a hooker.
Exactly. It's me and you. It's all about me and you. What you want to do today? Want me to cut?
Me and you.
That's how you think of mine. Off of you being a hooker, though, saying shit like that.
What you want to do? Or if I be there,
what you
want to
do? I'll be not thinking about you being a hooker for like a half an hour.
No, for like the whole day. While you sleeping, too. I thought you put your night-night.
Nah, as soon as my shit hit the air, I'm back to thinking she's a hooker.
No, because I'm a rock you to sleep, literally. You going to wake up from tomorrow.
Al, change of plans. March, nigga, Al. This shit may work out after all. This shit could be a win-win.
Oh, shit.
You might be in a win-win situation, big homie.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this shit for a minute.
You keep waiting on me. I told you.
Nigga, shut up. I said I was waiting on you.
I'm so afraid.
You need to be, nigga. There's a reason you have that fence, that motherfucking beehive, nigga.
Oh my God.
I'm in there with the girl. What's the girl? Yeah, what's her
Yoshi.
What's the...
Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Yoshi. I've been there with Yoshi. Like, where that big nigga, Yoshi? Oh, she just went out the back door.
I still don't believe my girl Tana snuck out the back door.
Out the back door.
You don't believe that.
All I saw was motherfucking parodies at the back of her head. Uh-huh.
Steph, you don't believe that. You don't believe that, Steph. You see when I talk all calm and my little low voice and stuff? Telling the truth.
This what you're telling the truth?
Yeah, this is my truth voice.
Okay.
This is when the truth is being told. What you want to know?
All right, so let me ask you a question while you're in your truth mode. You ready?
Who is that?
This big homie.
Oh, okay.
You ready to tell the truth?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't hump me?
What?
So you wouldn't hump me?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. I take that.
Y'all are so crazy.
I'm with it. Maybe last year, but not this year.
Oh, all right. I take last year's shit. At least I was on the radar last year. Fuck it. I know a lot of niggas ain't even on the radar.
Oh, my God, man.
I took it last year.
All right. What else you want to know?
Is it extra large or triple X?
Schmedium.
Is it schmedium? Yeah, you better hide then.
Schmedium.
Oh my God, my motherfucking head hurt, man.
What the fuck? He sounded like Barry White and shit, and she up here. What the fuck going on?
And you yelling all high pitch like Flavor Flav. Don't sit down.
What I miss? Why you talking about my man like that? Leave my man alone.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Flavor, please.
I better sound like Flavor Flav, but I bet your ass look like him. What the fuck?
The devil is a lot.
Yo, so Big T, when you was at day party this weekend, man?
What's that?
Dallas, when you was day partying at?
At the W Hotel, at W.
Oh, that's that shit down there by Kahlua?
It was in Hoboken.
Hey, Hoboken got a party out there. There's a club out there called Kahlua. Or Kahlua or something like that. It's right around the corner from the W. Ain't there a little strip around there with a lot of clubs and shit?
Yo, Nitty, what day you coming down there?
Was it what? Who's that?
You got phone in hand? Google it.
What day you coming down there?
It's China?
Yeah, why?
Coming Friday, baby.
Yo, he got real serious.
Yeah, I'm coming Friday, baby. Baby, I'll be there Friday. Mm-hmm. Friday.
Yes!
Huh? I get there Friday.
Friday morning, Friday night?
Friday morning.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good idea. Watch these motherfucking drag races with niggas talking shit, man. Get my element and shit. Anything with niggas talking shit is where I belong.
You're the only one that's out right now.
Great.
Who's watching TV right now? A&E, baby. The Alpo story, the true life story of Alpo.
Didn't they do that already?
It's on A&E right now.
Is that the American Gangster one or?
Oh, is this American
Gangster? America's most, what's that shit? America's, yeah, that's it. They had that shit on last year.
Yeah, Gangsta America's, yeah. Most
yeah, they had that shit on last year. That shit was good still, though.
It was good, though.
Yo, but real talk, niggas say that nigga's on the streets, though.
Huh?
Niggas say he's on the streets.
I know AZ on the street. I don't know about Apple. Apple's still locked up.
Yeah, they said they let that dude go a long time ago with all the names he dropped.
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
2 or 3 years ago, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he must have changed his look, his name, everything.
He got to, because he put some real serious cats away, yo.
Yeah.
And a dude that I know said that he had put them on to... Yeah, well, we ain't gonna put that on the phone. But yeah.
What else are we talking about here? What's this topic all about?
So, how long before you start sucking? Oh, we did that already.
Why does he ask that every time?
Cause you always,
and that's another question I'm curious about, because a chick would give you some coochie, but won't give you her mouth. Like her,
why not?
Like her mouth is more special than her coochie.
Why not?
Why not what?
I mean, like, why wouldn't they do that?
Well, ask yourself that shit.
Why am I asking myself?
Because you got a coochie.
Because I what?
You have a coochie.
Yeah, but so same time, I don't know you, man. We going to do everything.
Okay, but I'm saying ask you, because you have to tell us why y'all do that.
I don't know why, because I don't do that. I mean, it's
so
just
if you,
if
I hump
so
you today, so the first time, well, not me, hypothetically, the first time you hump the dude, he's eligible for you to suck the paint off his shit.
Yeah, because he's going to go down.
Okay, okay, that's fair. Fair exchange ain't no crime.
That's what I said. Same time.
Man, all I want is some head. I don't want no coochie.
Yeah, I'll go for that trade out too, because no pussy is tighter than a mouth.
That's a bet too.
So all I want is some motherfucking head.
That shit ain't gonna make me or break me either way. So what?
What other females on this line right now?
Damn. Tiffany from BK.
Oh, professional.
Yeah, professional. That's a professional cocksucker. Yeah,
professional.
We have V from the Virgin Islands. I don't know if she's still there. We have V from the Virgin Islands. I think she's still there.
That means they
got
nice
and
bad stuff, like technology.
Yeah, that's what she's talking in the background here.
Say what?
He asked who that was. I said, yeah, that's V from the Virgin Islands.
Oh, okay. All right, well. You know, only kids turn their nose.
Only kids what?
Nah, grown ass women do that same shit. Is you kidding me?
Because they looking for a husband.
They ain't looking for nothing but some dick. They think that they you gonna look at them crazy if they do it the first time, and they don't get that. If you gonna look at them up
surprise,
crazy, you gonna look
surprise,
at them crazy
surprise.
No matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Surprise, surprise. You gonna look at me crazy, alright?
Yeah, I want to. Please, Simon, please.
You're going to look at me crazy. Like, you're going to be like, God damn.
That's what I want to do. I want to do
shut
that.
Shut up and like it.
I'm going to shut up, too. That'll be the first time I ever shut up.
Damn. So they got you like that, son? They got you under pressure like that?
No, this nigga right here. Only her.
Only her?
But as soon as she finishes, I'll be talking
little
again.
Nigga?
As soon as she finishes, I'll be talking all over again.
When I walk away, you're going to be talking.
Nah, you got to walk away. You got to walk away as soon as you catch your breath. Because you're going to need to catch your breath.
What the fuck is my bad, people. Dog bone, you back, baby?
We're going to have dog bone in the
back.
Building. That shit's going to be hilarious. We're going to have Danny in the building. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, yo, that's going to be hilarious. We're going to strip club or what?
We hit the strip club down there.
Who?
We hit the strip club down there.
What's the strip club 1 year down there? It was all right. We gotta find a raunchy one. I got somebody looking.
I know Fayetteville. I heard about Fayetteville. I don't know if they got anything classy down that motherfucker.
Why are you touching my food?
Damn. Oh. Fuck it. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when that race get down, so let me ask y'all a question. When the race go down, do it be tons of hookers down that motherfucker?
Where at? Down there in favor?
Yeah.
I know they got the strip down there where all the strip clubs are at. I think like
I'm talking about regular ass civilians coming to watch the race.
Oh, to watch the race?
Yeah. It'd be man hookers.
It'd be girls there. Yeah, it'd be girls there.
Mm.
They got Yo, they got two busloads of people come from New York coming down. Two busloads.
What about some South niggas? Because these little New York niggas, you gotta arm wrestle those motherfuckers.
They gonna be down south bitches down there.
Oh, and they
you gotta
exactly,
arm wrestle those New York
no,
niggas.
No, and them down south bitches be decking the halls out there.
They be
what?
Decking the halls.
They be dressed the fuck up on that strip.
They be dressed up in the club or on the track.
On the track.
Yeah, they be dressed up like they going to a party, kid.
They be dressed up like they going to Def Jam.
Yeah.
They going to Def Jam. That motherfuckers be jacked the fuck up.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to be down there for that shit.
What the hell? Oh, okay. I can't wait to motherfucker go down there, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make it do what it do. And hopefully
yeah,
I can get a square chick down there. You know what I'm saying? Meet me a little square chick down there.
Why are we talking about, or when we talking about this on the air? Let's talk about what we came here to do.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to bring it into that. He being a raunchy nigga going to get me a square chick down there.
You ain't even watching.
I see what you're going with that.
I am behind. That's what you don't know. See, I know how to play both sides of the fence.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, when you get a New Yorker down there with a square nigga, oh, you gonna have your way.
I don't even understand how that adds up.
Because you don't see the act. Listen, D, if I promise you anything, Charlotte was the ratchetest it ever been this weekend. I didn't never see it this ratchet. Nobody had on panties, and everybody had on short skirts.
Oh, I should have been down there.
Damn, that's my type of party. Where the fuck was you at?
I was in that. I was in the mix of all that shit.
God damn.
Everybody had on them hooker skirts with no panties.
And this is in Charlotte?
In Charlotte. CIAA.
God damn.
It was crazy. They was looking for rich niggas like a motherfucker, yo.
Holy shit. My broke ass would have been right on in there then. Shit. You'd have been right on in there. What would you say, Todd?
I'd have went with you. Want me to go?
No, the fuck you wouldn't have
went with me. I could have been the decoy. Because, you know, Nitty, wasn't this our plan before? I was going to go somewhere with you, and then people would see us together, and then they would try to holler at you, and then you'd go to the bitches.
Right, exactly. But I don't actually need you, though.
But that's the plan.
Just so I could go.
Let
me ask you the other topic for the night. Yo, big homie.
Yeah.
Yo, what is that one physical feature that if your mate lost, you would stop having sex with them?
Physical?
Yeah.
Yeah, once you become a fat bitch, it's over.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck how good she treats me.
Look, I'm weak. I can't even laugh. I'm so weak.
But Tana says she used to be a chubby chaser, dude.
I used to be
cool
a chubby chaser.
As long as his stomach ain't a tombstone or a dead dick.
I used to love me some big ass DJ Khaled looking niggas. I used to like them
big
ass.
I can see you
niggas.
Now with a short, round nigga.
No, he was big. They were big. They
well, Cal is a midget, so that's why I said that.
No, but I mean like that big ass gut. I used to love the gut.
No, I love my big girls. They're pretty and all, but I can't fuck with no up-overs, man. I cannot do that, man.
Exactly. Once you're
the belly
up over
the
coochie,
I can't do that.
Huh?
The bellies were so cuddly. Oh,
but
I just want to sit next to you on the sofa and hug you.
For us, it's different though, because we like something. We can sit there and rub your belly until he falls asleep. They ain't gonna rub off the belly until he falls asleep.
Yo, what the hell is that?
Another big ass belly.
Somebody's in Kenya Airport right now, yo.
No, I just walked through the cell.
All right. See, if a chick get a belly. and get fat. All your sexiness is out the window. But with a girl, if the nigga penis don't get no smaller and he gets fat, they cool.
I can't, man.
What's
Hallie
going?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's, yo, you're still perfect shit, yo, okay, homie. If a nigga's dick gets shorter but it gets fatter, they good. But if a woman coochie gets wider, a nigga ain't sticking around. We don't want to stick around with that shit.
If it gets wider, that means you didn't, you bastard.
Yeah,
what
but
the
still,
fuck you
still,
mean?
Baby. Still, yeah, but okay. I need, listen, well, you need to go in the bathroom and make that bitch go form back to shape. Like
and
a
how do
closet.
You? Oh, yeah?
Or put that asshole to work.
Oh, yeah.
Soak that shit with some Epsom salt or some shit and let it fucking squeeze back to normal
size. No, Epsom salt don't do it. Are you kidding me? You're trying to make
what that girl Candy said, put your finger in some sugar and take the sugar.
Put your finger in some sugar?
That's the girl Candy. The Atlanta chick said, she said, make it sticky and grip it. Make it grip.
But sugar in the coochie?
Yeah.
What?
Here we fuck. Yeah, I'm going to put some. Tanya, you know what I'm about to say? Put some lemon juice on there.
Oh, my
no,
God,
bitch.
Well,
he
the old Thomas told me that.
Fucking
old Thomas
speak
said.
In tongue.
The old Thomas said, yo.
I told you, right, I would slap the living
yo,
piss
my
out
old
for
Thomas
my
Thomas said, yo, squeeze a lemon over a coochie. If she hollers and screams, the coochie is tainted, dude. Don't fuck
no.
It.
I
thought that
was no.
That's not true.
Yeah. How you know?
First of all, if you spray
you
perfume down
over
there,
your coochie
your shit's gonna be on fire. So imagine fucking lemon juice. Yeah, first of all, that's a shrinking method. So you can't count that out as like that being something that you use that to shrink your shit.
Exactly. Why don't you go in the bathroom and shave it and spray some shit on your around your pubic area and see if that shit don't fucking burn?
Who is this angry motherfucker right here, yo?
Out of here.
That's angry ass Tiffany from Brooklyn?
I trim that shit.
Yeah. Hear me,
oh, okay. I should have knew that was you.
Hey, mama.
If my shit burns, it's because from you.
You a goddamn lie.
Oh, so why my shit going to be burning then?
What are you talking about? If you shave and put some lemon juice or something, you put me on fire.
Well, I don't use a razor when I shave. I use the clippers.
Exactly.
So it don't burn? Wait a minute. It don't burn with the clippers?
Nope.
No, it don't burn the motherfucking clippers.
Because the hair is still up there. We buzz that shit.
Yeah, first of all, you ain't going bald. You ain't going bald with the clippers. You're getting a 2.5 against the grain. You just want to be even.
Yeah, I'm not.
A 2.5 against a grain. You better have a light Caesar. Get the fuck out of my face.
Exactly.
A 2.5 is almost a light Caesar, nigga.
So you spray some shit down there. That shit is gonna burn.
First of all, I'm not putting no razor nowhere near my shit.
Ain't even playing like that.
Scared.
Ain't even playing like that.
I'm not putting no sharp object down there. That's going to graze my
hand?
Shit and I'll bleed to death. Not happening.
Yeah, I did that shit one time with my clippers. I turned the clippers the wrong way with the corner hit me. Bomb!
Oh. Nah, I'm not.
Fuck the whole haircut.
Listen.
I had a Gumby down there. I said, fuck the whole haircut. It's over.
Listen, I had, I clipped a nigga's gear one time. That nigga like to bled to death of my shop, kid.
Exactly.
I
just can't comprehend the razors and the blades. I can't comprehend none of that.
What you comprehend?
Me,
I think it's not metrosexual.
Down
there shaving? That what you comprehend?
What? I can't comprehend. It just seems like it'll itch when it's growing back. Like
I was
going to
grow back slower
so
than y'all, I think.
You don't shave, Tyler?
I wax, nigga. Don't shave.
I think I was going to grow back slower than yours.
Back, though. It don't itch when
it's
it
grows
back?
It comes
no.
from the... No, it don't itch when it grows back. Hell no.
Well, my shit don't itch when it grows back either.
It just seems like it would, because, you know, like, when you get a haircut, you know, I know from, like, when I used to shave my hair, my shit used to itch when it was growing back.
When you go bald, yeah, if you're going bald, but you just going to get a season that don't itch.
Right, I don't cut my shit. I can't walk around. I can't have my shit butt-ass naked down. I can't do butt-butt.
No, I can't do that either.
It's shocking. It's shocking at first sight.
But that fucking 70s porn hair down there, I'll kill you.
And that's what I'm saying. I can't do that shit either.
That
I can't be Wolverine
porn,
and be sexy.
Get out of here with them fucking what's that man named? Black Dynamite ass penis. Get out of here.
Well, my shit's long like that. I just braid it up so it don't be hanging out real long.
Make
like
it
that. Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
What?
That's disgusting. You say you braid it.
Well, I get my shit cornrowed, man. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And he got micro braids.
Well,
he got micro braids,
Joe. The buckwheat braids and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He got the Ron Jeremy mustache.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I think I'm going to do a design on my shit before I go to Fayetteville.
Oh, well, that's what you do when you go to get a wax. I give you a design if you want one.
I like the runway. I like when a girl got the little runway strip.
The what?
Yeah.
Little runway strip.
I'm not
with an airplane.
They'll do like a heart. They'll do like heart, a spade, a diamond, a clover, a dollar sign.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
God.
Tell them
to call
to be going to Supercuts.
You could dye it. You could get a heart and then dye it red.
Oh my God.
Damn.
So when y'all see a dude with his shit shaved, right? When y'all see a dude with his shit shaved, what goes through y'all mind?
Yes, it's negative.
Say that one more time, big homie.
I'm asking these dinglings, when they see a dude that's actually shaved, what goes through their mind? Do they think he's gay? What?
Nah, I think he likes his meat.
Think like what? Like his shit neat?
I think he likes his meat sucked.
Like his meat sucked?
Yeah, a lot.
So that means if I shave a lot, that means they're going to suck my dick more often, are you saying?
No, I'm saying that, you know, people are more inclined to want to do that when your shit is clean.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Your shit is clean and you ain't got to worry about fucking stopping and picking shit off your tongue. So I heard. But, yes, Nisa, it's all about this being me. You don't want to put your mouth down there, no bitch with no fucking 5 o'clock shadow on shit.
It's not even happening. If I pull your shit out and you got that Angela Davis shit, you're getting kicked the fuck out.
and I'm doing that shit to be an asshole. And I'm doing it to be an asshole.
Because you know hair holds funk.
Yeah.
Yo, it's hard as fuck to weed through that shit with your finger trying to get down there.
Exactly,
man.
Ew. How long is it? You talking about weed through it with your fingers. How long is it?
Angela Davis? You said the same thing, bitch.
I said the 70s porn. Oh,
it's
yeah.
The same shit.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
All right, people, I got to go. It's time to eat dinner. It was fun on the show. See y'all next
time. Eat told you.
Take that tongue ring out before you eat, before you swallow.
Say what?
Dumbo, come to dinner.
Yo, I got to eat. Yo, she cooked and everything, man. I got to eat.
Mom's called you downstairs to eat? Or upstairs?
No, your wife just cooked for me. Hey, you want to talk to her? Here, talk to her.
No, we don't want to talk to that hostage.
What the hell did I just say? Because you just gave me the phone back. What happened?
Yeah, we don't want to talk to the hostage.
The what?
The hostage. This dog's wife?
What is that word?
Never mind. Yo, I gotta go.
Y'all remember that dude that called in and put that girl on the phone? He was like, is he beating you? Is he beating you? She was fucking
shit. So you know what the funniest dude that we had on this line? The dude that had the two women.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. He was
Picasso.
He was telling the girl, yeah. He was like, come to the phone. Come in now. We was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He locked up.
He locked up.
Violence.
Oh, yeah, he might be.
That nigga in jail.
I just find it real hard to believe in this day and age somebody is going to have two chicks living in the same crib with them.
Muslims do it. Muslims do it. Muslims do it.
Nah, not in 2013.
Well, not in 2013, maybe 2012, because I know a girl that was doing it.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a religious thing, but it's not like y'all think it is, you know. It's not for sexual benefit. The second wife is actually there to help your first wife.
Right, right, right. But mentally, if you got that jealous, naturally jealous streak in you, you ain't trying to hear that shit after a while.
Seriously?
Your job is to check coats, bitch. Check them. Check them coats, bitch. Don't worry about what me and my husband doing.
Wash them dishes.
I said,
she used to buck me the fuck out how niggas, all the Muslims down in Bushwick, how all them fucking wives down there in Bushwick Avenue.
How the Muslims down in Bushwick Avenue had all them fucking houses?
Yeah, the houses is easy.
Like, how
the
niggas have this
on? The chicks is actually harder. Getting all them chicks to agree to that shit is harder than buying them houses.
And then they all just got up and bounced. I was like, where they go?
But you know who really be doing the Gestapo, the chicks that be scaring the chicks up? Them Israelite niggas. If you ever date one of them motherfuckers, you better be right.
Wow, what they do?
They will fuck you up. You see how they talk to them white men, right?
I think my next relationship is going to be an abusive one. I'm going to get into an abusive relationship.
Yeah, you're going to be the one that's beating the abuser.
Yeah, she'll be fucking a nigga up.
She'll be the one abusing a nigga.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, come on. Don't do me like that.
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
I was on the phone with her today, and she said, if this nigga said that shit to me, I'd have went dead in his mouth.
With the phone. You forgot. With the phone.
I would have took the phone and went dead in his mouth.
If he'd have said what, though?
Huh?
If he'd have said what?
Like, if I ask you a question, like, here's my thing. If I'm not the type of person to question you or anything like that, and one day I do ask you a question, and you try to give me some fever, like, I'll be nagging you and shit, I'm going dead in your mouth just for not answering the question.
No, you're going dead in his mouth.
Dead in his head.
Not in your mouth though, right, homie? Right?
Hell no. I wish that little big nigga would.
Yeah, I would catch you, and you'll be mad. You probably beat my ass after the fact, but I'm gonna catch you.
I rolled up behind that nigga and started laughing. She damn near shitted on herself.
Cause that laugh is creepy. I wasn't expecting to hear that shit 600 miles away. I'm like, why is this nigga behind me?
Behind you.
I know you was in New York. I'm scared.
Aha, exactly.
That nigga said, that shit had everything shaking. Coochie, everything. I'm like, what the fuck?
That shit, we got that big ass bottle. It was all over from there.
We have another caller.
You bigger than my fucking
nigga.
Hold
that part, Connor. We have another caller. We have Shamik on the line. Shamik, you there?
Gotta go.
Shamik, you there, baby?
Like that nigga on his way back from the south.
Little man shy. Okay, I guess he'll call back.
No. All righty then.
Well, all righty then.
He want to call us outside. I'm going to put dead in somebody's mouth so he can pop shit. Right? That's exactly why he calling in.
What?
To argue with me. No, but seriously, like I that's something I've learned to control over the years. But that is disrespectful to me. Like, if I'm not a pain in your ass, and I ask you a question, and you get mad, indignant with me, it's gonna make me want to hit you. Like, it's gonna make me want to come at you.
Yeah, but because it makes you want to do that, you know, you rolling the dice. You roll the dice, nigga. You better be ready to duck.
Oh, you gonna know that we was in a fight, nigga?
No, we not.
Yeah, you are.
No,
you
I'm
are.
Not.
You are. Kick you dead in your balls. Come on now. We gonna fight.
You really think the kick in the balls trick is gonna actually get off?
Nitty, if you don't expect me to punch you in your face and I do it, you're going to be shocked.
Right. You might get that off. But everything after that is
no, because I ain't going to stop. If I know that you're going to fuck me up, I'm going to get a few in.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. I've been snuffed by a nigger. That's all he did.
So what?
I'm just saying.
You're talking about you in a relationship. You ain't going to fuck your bitch up like a nigger. You're not going to fuck your bitch up like a nigger. You're not going to fuck your bitch up like a nigga. You're not going to do that.
No, you don't got to do all that.
You might body slam. I might get body slammed. So what? I eat that. Whatever. You ain't going to beat on me,
though. You're not going to get the kick to the balls off.
I want to do that, though. Why would I hurt my shit? Why would I hurt you?
Hold that thought, Tana. Sean Mick, you on the air. You there, baby?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's right. Don't fuck my ass. And you talking about you going to put your fucking hands on, I'm going to beat your ass. I ain't going to beat your big ass off.
I believe your big black ass would. I believe it.
What? I'm going to get your ass off, so I keep trying to put your hand on people.
That's Stephen's going
to
fuck him out. She ain't going
to
do shit.
She a big softie.
She talk
all kind of bullshit. I think she a bag of noise.
Tana, you
going to
stand for that?
Okay,
yeah.
Quiet now, motherfucker.
Yes, I'm
going to
eat that.
So you a big-ass bag of noise? I'm going to use that one, keep that one in the stash.
I'm a sucker.
My man got on the phone. This nigga get real soft when this dude be on the phone. You get real soft, huh, son?
He got her in check, son.
Ray Charles to see that shit.
I'm a punk ass, right, Tiff? Right, Tiffany from BK?
Yeah,
Tiffany from BK is my childhood friend. You can ask her.
What
she gonna
do? She
gonna
lie for you?
No.
She's not a lie for me.
I'll be getting your ass and beat together.
You listen. They used to call me Crazy Joe, now you can call me Batman.
Fucking tag team.
This ain't what you want, player.
My girl Tana is motherfucking quiet.
Yeah, that nigga shut.
He about to go to sleep.
Who about to go to sleep?
My son.
How old is your son?
Is Tiffany?
Four. Yeah, that's two.
Damn, I was hearing all this talk. What happened to you, sugar?
This is not sugar this week.
Who are you this week with all these fucking off egos? Who are you this week?
I'm Tana. I'm Tana this week.
All I'm saying is this. Tip for Brooklyn. You got one that's four. Is the other one 32?
No, she's two.
You got to check with y'all niggas, yo, because y'all be doing them numbers, yo.
I'm young. What the hell are you talking about?
How old are you?
36.
That's not technically young, but the pussy got some mouth.
It is young. Motherfucker.
Technically, it's fucking not.
It is.
How you gonna say what your pussy is the way
that? That thing got dog ears, yo.
Damn.
I don't give a damn what my shit got on it. It still works and it does its job.
Oh well, I'm not mad at that, little nigga. Do your thing.
You ain't gonna fucking come for my shit.
I wasn't talking to you anyway, big nigga. I was talking to that big Brooklyn nigga.
Oh, sorry.
You all in the toilet don't know shit.
I'm sorry.
Thanks to you, Brooklyn little nigga. You
what?
Still there?
Where's my charger?
You 36 too? Are you 36?
Where my man, Sha? Where you at, Sha?
I'm right here.
Okay, I'm just making sure, you know what I'm saying? Make sure if I need you, I gotta holler.
All right, just let me know when he gets the fuck off the phone.
What?
Yeah, y'all got the fucking church monsters over there.
Let me know when he gets the fuck off the phone.
Wow.
What you said?
Hey, goddamn, Sha.
Fuck ass running too.
see your punk ass running too.
There were so many
shit.
Ain't
just
the same nigga said she had thrown me up against the wall.
That
nigga, I will throw you up
week.
Against the wall. I will hem you up with my forearm. What the fuck you talking about?
I like that shit, though. You better finish the fucking job and throw me up on the motherfucking wall.
God damn.
That nigga ain't doing nothing against no walls, yo.
She
just running her mouth,
bitch.
Yeah.
She's a fucking bag of noise.
They call me you, though. They call me you like it, too.
Listen, you are 100% right.
Somebody got their bigger kids.
That's Brooklyn Tiff,
nigga.
That's
a
bad-ass kid, Tiff. That's that Brooklyn Tiff. She said you got 4'2". 4'2". She said, oh, wits in right now. She can't take it no more. She called the hotline.
Well, shit, they did good. They did good because they was quiet this long.
My baby don't want to go to bed. That's why she crying.
Yeah, you put in bed at fucking 6 o'clock. It's only 6 o'clock you put in the fucking sleep.
Ain't no damn 6 o'clock.
I think I'm bad ass to bed. Mommy, the news, this is my news is still on.
Close
that dress
up, pinky. Oh, my God.
Man.
Out of order.
Yeah?
Yo?
I was just making sure you were still there.
Oh, baby. Listen, baby. I'm not going nowhere, baby.
All right.
Sha, you still there, right?
Yep.
Just making sure he's still there.
I'm here.
I don't give a fuck if you still here or not.
Stop watch. Don't do that.
I don't give a damn. Whatever.
Oh,
hey,
did you go to Atlanta last week? You ain't go to Atlanta last week, baby, or what?
Yes, sir.
You ain't see that nigga taking pictures of himself on the porch and shit?
On who porch?
Her twin.
On who porch?
I said her twin porch.
Her twin porch?
Now I'm fucking with Sasquatch right there.
Oh, shit, my ear was ringing.
I
didn't
pictures on no porch.
This is you.
I saw your black ass on my news feed. You was on somebody's balcony.
I was on a balcony? Well, that was in Maryland. That was an old summer picture.
Shit. Oh.
This droid is going through
Maryland.
All your pictures and shit.
Oh.
What the fuck are you
doing? Somebody liked it, so it came up on my news feed. So I
That's
thought
what
that was
they
all
say. That's what they always say, yo.
Bitch, I don't be going on nobody's fucking page.
You been on that fucking page. Stop lying.
You damn sure did, because I remember y'all trying his ass. Don't
dead. Nobody
don't
be on your
lie.
Black ass page, Shami.
You went on my motherfucking page.
Hey, Rich, who said that? Real talk?
Oh, my God.
Rich,
you was on there.
Oh, I don't go past your black ass profile picture.
Oh my God! What you got against black niggas, baby?
I know I'm bad.
You ain't
know
that black though.
You screaming it out.
You ain't know
that
black though.
That's why you keep screaming out.
You kind of like honey glaze and shit.
This bitch. This no special. Either you black or you light.
No, I'm fucking a nitty. He like honey glaze. He got like that.
No, that's right.
That's
boy,
sun
kissed
close
baby. Boy,
you want
head,
me to throw you up against him, all right?
Mm-hmm. In my Major Parks voice. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, man.
I seen your pictures of your red ass, too.
I really want to see the red ass. I mean, really.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My man, there's some niggas on the line, too, man. You got to be
fucked up,
fuck
niggas.
Man.
Fuck them niggas. Close your eyes, nigga. I'm about to whip this out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you remember those days when we was in high school running trains and shit? And there'd be like four niggas in one room and shit. He's like, yo, turn the lights off. Hell no, dude. I got to see y'all niggas.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ain't turned no lights over with a bunch of niggas in one chick. I got to see y'all niggas.
I'm like, oh, hell no. Leave them shits alone.
Yeah.
Out of here.
Oh my God!
Just to think, girls used to be down for that shit back in the day. They probably still down for that shit.
Hold on, y'all. We have another call in there. Hold on, y'all. We have another female. We have Sky on here. Sky, you there?
Oh, that's that nigga right there.
Her.
Hey, Sky, baby.
What's up, love?
What's up? Damn, you sound sexy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
She sound that sexy. She probably weigh about 400 pounds.
No, no, she don't.
Yeah.
No, she don't.
Yeah.
No, she don't, son.
Oh, boy, you fucking with her.
And she said I might be 400 pounds.
Yeah, that nigga about a buck 40. That nigga about a buck 40, son.
She about a buck 40, big homie?
Yeah, she about a buck 40. How close to my Sky?
You had it right.
Yeah, I know, nigga.
She look kind of tall, though. She look kind of tall.
Yeah. She's about 5'7", 5'.
Tall is good, as long as you ain't like that Sasquatch.
Oh, I'm a sexy tall bitch, you black bastard.
Oh, I think I caught you a Getty. I think I caught you a Getty.
This motherfucker be on my wall calling me Sasquatch, disrespectful bitch. Disrespectful. He gonna send me a thing on my wall talking about good morning, Sasquatch. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, if I knew how to spell that shit, I'd have been did it.
Shit, I don't even know if I'm spelling it right, but she know what the fuck I'm talking about.
If I tried to spell that shit, I'd have been said it.
You wouldn't have said it. And I'm going to text you the spelling. How dare you to put it on my wall?
The last nigga from Long Beach that dared me to do some shit, I did it, and she deleted me.
No, she just wants you to do it.
He ain't gonna do it. He got a restraining order on my page.
Just like you said, don't put no fucking emoticons and all that shit up on your screen.
Minnie got a restraining order.
Oh, no the fuck I not. I'm going to get all mine. You crazy? I don't forget them peoples. I'd rather fucking shoot you.
Oh, my God, man.
Hey, Scott, we had a question about these guys that's shaving their private parts. How you feel about that?
I don't got time.
Oh, fuck.
That's you don't nice. Got time for that?
No, come on.
So your dick would look like Grizzly Adams, and you cool with that?
As long as you clean.
Okay.
I like my man to look like a man. Don't come at me looking like the ass bitch.
I hear that fly shit. Tell him you don't care if they got a Dr. J afro down there.
That's some real fruity ass shit, though.
Scott.
Like, see, there's a reason behind it. You know what I mean? There's a reason behind
reason?
Why girls do what they do.
No, but
because,
we got the
I mean,
same reason. All that hair is hot, yo.
Not necessarily.
How you gonna tell us? We got balls and shit. That shit is hot. It's like having a mink coat on your balls, man.
Is that a sore spot for y'all?
Nah, it's not a soft spot, but, you know, we just trying to figure out your opinion, and you said that's some fucking gay shit.
I just like my man to look like a man, that's all.
So if he got a small afro, is he don't look like a man?
As long as it's not going up, as long as it's not growing all the way up where I got to taste it, I'm fine.
What you said?
What the fuck did I say?
As long as you don't got to do what with that shit, Sky?
As long as it's not going out to where she got to taste it, that's fine.
She
got to
taste it?
You don't want
okay.
no fucking hair in her mouth.
Okay.
Hey,
okay, well, she
fuck
with Bigfoot. What the fuck she think?
Pull the shit out.
What'd you say?
He said if you fuck with Bigfoot, what you think is going to happen? If that nigga look like Chewbacca, he's bound to get some hair.
I don't know. I don't have that problem. I never ran into the Sash Wash like that. So.
Okay, Scott, you want to answer these questions for tonight's topics, Scott?
Yes.
You want to answer these tonight's topics?
I did. I read them.
You want to answer them, baby?
I don't remember them all off the bat.
Okay, I'm gonna give you number one.
Okay.
Why are there so many good men and good women out there that are single, and all the bad ones are taken? Why is that?
I don't think there's a lot of good women out there that are single. I think there's a lot of good women out there that think that they're good and better than what they are that are remaining single.
Oh.
The good ones are taken. If you good,
shot fired. Shots fired.
That is a real good fucking answer though.
I can't even argue with that one.
I can't argue with it either. Okay, how about what's number two now? What is that one physical feature that if your mate lost it, you would stop having sex with them?
Like I said earlier, there's nothing that my husband could lose that would make me stop. As long as there's toys, as long as he can still eat, and as long as my husband, he can go out today and get into an accident. You think I'm gonna leave my husband because he can't?
No, not an accident. What if he?
I'm just saying, like, I'm not sure the chicks y'all may mess with may just leave because you can't sexually perform. I don't know.
What if it's the ordinary dude? Let's say it's not your goddamn husband. Let's say it's an ordinary dude. You fucking with him. What do you gotta do?
Minus the husband. A regular dude. Fantasy land.
What if my husband was just a regular dude?
No. Listen carefully. Take your husband out of the situation because we know you love the shit out of that nigga. Hypothetically, you dating a regular dude. What feature characteristics that he fuck up or lose would make you say, nigga, you got to go?
Feature characteristics. His teeth.
Damn, his teeth is fucked up. He's like, I'm out. Well, the nigga never smile and you never see his teeth. Then what?
Nah.
What the fuck? Well, the nigga never smile and shit.
I mean, but it's just like some of you men who got a foot fetish. What if she never wears sandals? That don't mean nothing. If you don't like ugly feet, you don't like ugly feet. So if I don't,
I hate ugly feet. You gotta have them.
I don't
know. Just like
more like
animal catches and shit like that.
Smile or not.
And feet is out in the open in the summertime. A motherfucker don't gotta smile if you don't want to. Females be wearing those feet be on fucking ass shit and still throwing on the fucking sandals.
Yeah, but a man he gonna get some teeth. He gonna get some gummies and be good.
And
you can't pick
some females that have the sandals with their big toe over the piece. Cause that shit is disgusting.
That's like 90% of women. They all their big toes be touching the concrete.
Yo, I hate that. When your fucking when your feet hang over the
ground.
Yo,
90% of women do
toes
be on the ground.
Nah, but see,
that is not 90% of women.
That's what those shits look like.
Hey, Scott, 90% of women, at least the tip of their toe touch the ground. That's a fact.
And then you wonder why your big toe is the only toe cut off.
Exactly. Exactly. And you wonder why you can strike a match on your big toe and light the motherfucker.
What was the third question?
The third question is, I don't even know it because I'm getting drunk right now. Go ahead, D.
We only had two questions. We only did two questions tonight.
Oh, okay.
The third question was everybody talking off the top of their head. I forgot somebody asked a question. I forgot what it was.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you a question. If you found out your man was a fucking Mitch, what would you do?
A Mitch is a male bitch, is that correct?
A male bitch, a Mitch. If you found out your man was not your husband, Not your husband. Not that nigga.
My husband.
We,
you're saying
we
that
know how you
the
feel
guy.
About that nigga. The hypothetical nigga. If you thought that he was a bitch, how would you handle that?
And I'll just break it off nicely. I mean, that's who he is.
So even if he's a sweet guy, he's a great to you, but if he's a bitch-ass nigga, you can't do it?
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. He got money.
I got money.
No, he got money.
She said that shit there real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, Scott, I see the picture of that little land you bought and shit. You can't even see the fucking house. You got so many goddamn acres. I see that shit, son. I'll be looking, son. Let me hold $10. That nigga got so many acres. What state is that? That's Jersey?
No.
You left Jersey? You did?
No, I'm not in Jersey. I'm in Texas.
Where you at?
Oh, you in Texas. Well, you down there fucking with J.R. Ewing and them niggas and shit.
I'm from Jersey, though.
You down there fucking with that J.R. Ewing money. You got that J.R. Ewing money. I seen that shit. I was like, yeah, they just do that shit, baby. Do that shit, baby.
Dallas? Yeah.
Big homie right there talking that shit. She got that J.R. Ewing you know, money, son. They're the judge the son. You can't even see the fucking house. It's so far away, son. I love to see black people. That's the one thing I hate about black people is that when niggas do shit right, we hate on a nigga. You know what I mean? When I see
niggas
do shit,
that's why you don't see the picture of the house. Because people think you bragging and boasting, and I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm just blessed, so I just wanted to share people that it.
Exactly. Why you can't? I get it. I don't lie. See, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a couple of sore losers on Facebook. So I made my business. I made my business to say I'm going to check the nigga Dallas out when I go to New York.
Because of me.
Niggas was like, yo.
And the
nigga was like, yo. I bet this, that, the third. I was like, nah, I get a good vibe for the nigga. Why do I'm going to check the nigga out? Because they see a nigga doing so well, they just hate on a nigga.
Yep.
I don't understand why we got that mindset right there, yo.
Absolutely. Because the same thing everybody, you know what I'm saying? Same thing that you work for. If you want the same thing, you got to work
exactly.
On him. I'm stuck on you saying nigga said that you bet he what?
I'm not gonna say what it wasn't no real shots fired, but nigga kind of made a statement stating that I bet that nigga ain't half the shit, you know, bada bing, bada
probably bang. Probably was that Mitch nigga with the pink hair.
I already figured that's who that is, but we
don't know. That's neither here nor there, but I was pretty sure I straightened that shit out. And I was like, nah, man, I'm not going to fucking
When you went back to the town, you straightened that out, though.
No, I straightened it out when he said the shit on the phone as soon as he said the shit. I didn't even meet you yet. I was like, I ain't going to New York to meet no fucking crab ass, sorry ass niggas. I know how to read niggas. I'm a good judge of character.
Look, I got a question. Who getting their drink on right now?
Me.
Me. I just had one. I didn't even eat. I don't even know why I'm drinking.
Steph, this is for you, man. I'm drinking them margaritas right now.
You drinking a margarita, son?
I know y'all love margaritas.
But this old nigga turned me on to these motherfucking martinis. Shit's is serious.
Martinis by who?
You make them yourself, nigga.
I ain't no bartender.
You don't know how to make
a
martini?
You in a bar right now making margaritas?
Listen, this is all I know how to do. I know how to serve a beer, and I know how to give a shot. That's it. You want to mix anything else?
Martinis is easy, though. You mix the cut, and you throw two shots of vodka, and you shake it or stir it.
Three shots.
Three or two?
Three shots.
Yeah, I was at the Ellis' cribs. They made margaritas. I didn't even taste no margarita. I just got all fucking tequila. At the end of the night, the tequila was all gone, but the fucking margarita was half full.
Process wasn't talking about me. I'm a PIMP. Plus, I got the magic stick.
The world, I had you up early in the morning, back shots, drop of the low, can't stop it.
can make hits. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I can speed it up, straight speed it up. When I ain't in the hood with my toes out open, I'm in the telly working up a sweat stroke. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit cause I can back it up. My left stroke, the death stroke.
I've got the magic trick. I know if I can lick one, I can lick twice. I am the baddest trick. Sure you don't believe me, then come meet tonight and I'll show you magic.
What, what?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've got the magic trick. Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. Cause my head game had you little for hills. Give a nigga the chills, haven't paid my bills. Buy magic Lambos with the same color bills. Shopping, spending juicy notes. I'm in the crib giving niggas deep pokes. Tonight with Kim, gonna have you in the zone. Girl, for your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the rain. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, now, anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chunks. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic chick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest. You don't believe me, then come to me tonight, and I'll show you magic.
What, magic?
Uh-huh, uh-huh, I got the magic.
I put your face in it, I know you sprung up in your tongue, I know you tasted it. Spent in the ring,
but I had a thug, nigga breaking records in his tire.
1 minute, 6 seconds, magic.
I got the magic box,
yeah. I got that trick, and I took one back shot. The fifth, the ice, I like that a lot.
The mix, the leather, the steel.
I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, they call me tonight, and I'll show you magic. What, magic? I got the magic chick.
I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I am the baddest chick. Sure you don't believe me, they call me tonight, and I'll show you magic.
What, magic?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I got the magic chick.
Welcome to Just Speaking My Point of View with your host, Big Motherfucking Homie. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Just Speaking My Point of View with Big Homie. And I want to welcome everybody who's listening to press number one and join the conversation and support the home team. Who's on the line? Everybody speak up at once, one at a time. Just let me know who's on the line right now.
Yo.
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 What's tonight's topic there, homie?
All right. Who's speaking right now?
Man, I ain't telling you my damn name because you just going to crack jokes as usual.
Why the fuck you got to be so fucking hostile, brother? Give me a funny name or something.
Yeah, a pimp named Slickback. How's that?
All right, I can deal with that pimp named Slickback. Tonight's topic is we want to give suggestions, us guys. Are going to give suggestions to the ladies on how to keep their man happy. Because I think
eat,
women
don't
think.
Swallow.
Okay. Right out the gate. That's what we're doing. Okay. I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Whoa. I got one for the female. She said, bite, dig, and swallow.
No, if you bite my shit, I'm going to have to hit you.
I agree.
Might have to hit you.
Listen, he said when you bite his shit, he gonna hit you.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him.
Hit it hard.
I'm gonna hit it hard. Real talk. What's your advice for the young ladies?
This is what I say. You know what? If y'all ladies want to keep your man, stop yapping so goddamn
stop
much.
Stop fucking bumping your fucking gums.
Stop yapping your gums once in a while. Keep your mouth shut and listen. Take heed to what a brother is saying. If I want water at night, I want a sandwich, get your ass up and make me a sandwich. I shouldn't have to go get a white female to do that for me. Get your ass up and go get me a sandwich.
Go get your fucking
wonderful. But I want done sexually. Do what I want. Don't ask me a second time when you heard me the first time.
I totally agree with this brother, too. So far, we are rolling. I have not disagreed with nobody. Anybody else on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
I'm right here. I don't know what I missed.
The topic is you got to give men some suggestions on how to keep their women happy.
That's like affection.
Affection? What if your guy is, he's not in tune with his affectionate side? How do you make him give you affection?
You really can't. I don't know.
You want affection, get a dog.
You what?
You want affection, get a dog.
Or a Care Bear.
Oh, this is a girl.
Because you can hug a Care Bear.
I'm pretty rough around the edges. I think that if men were more affectionate towards me, I'd calm down a little bit.
You might be right.
Suck the dick and let them come in your mouth. You'd be more affectionate that way.
That's all good, bitch.
It's all good. All of that.
Oh.
But I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, I don't think she got a problem with that.
Don't come. Who the fuck is that coming for me anyway?
That's a pimp called Slickback.
The what?
A pimp named Slickback.
My voice deeper than his. Shut up.
So you a man then, huh?
Nigga, you ain't.
Shots fired.
Yo,
shots is fired early. We ain't been on the show 5 minutes.
The fuck? I wasn't on the show 5 minutes. Who the hell is that?
A pimp named Slickback.
What's that nigga? You see what I'm saying? Can't even be pink on this motherfucker.
You want to be pink? You got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday shows. It's Monday. Ain't no pain today.
Because you took all of it, nigga.
Hold on. Time out. Alana, are you there, Alana? Alana? These motherfuckers make up so many phony names, they don't even know their fucking name when they call in. Alana. I guess we don't have her. Well, my suggestion is this. If you want to keep your people happy, you need to motherfucking listen. I just learned to listen in my 43 years when I was 40 years old.
Aww.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I think
you could be real understanding when you're ready.
Yeah, I wasn't ready because, you know, I got a lot of goon in me. And I like to fight the power.
You was an asshole in the house.
Yeah, I'm students that have no clue, yo. I'm like, for real. And I learned to listen. And I think if people listen more and stop running their fucking mouth, like Real Talk said, because motherfuckers be running their mouth so much, you can't possibly listen.
What did he say? What did Real Talk say? I missed that.
He said, shut the fuck up when a nigga is talking.
What?
Yes. Yes, what he said.
But you're not gonna say shut the fuck up, right? You just expecting us to be quiet.
Do it matter if I say shut the fuck up or be quiet? Do it matter?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, are you gonna say it? Like, it's like the delivery. You gotta have some kind of respect. Like,
I'm
when
saying,
you
are we 4 years old? Like, I can tell you,
you
to shut the fuck up.
You don't tell nobody to shut the fuck up. All right? That's
I tell
not
everybody
right.
to shut the fuck up.
Nitty, don't tell me to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Say it again, but with a little bit of bass.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
But see, the thing is today that people are not able to keep relationships. Why is that? Anybody?
Yeah, I think I'm just too rough and I have a phobia of all that stuff.
All of what stuff?
You know why? Because I think a lot of people get turned to the wrong direction. Because if you're doing something in your relationship and it's not going good, and you go to the next person, you see like, oh, well, this person doing this and doing that. It automatically throws them off, and that's what messes up a lot of people. So you
yeah,
feel
I think
like
so too.
If you go with this, if you going this way with this dude, this dude because he got the money. Are you going with this female because she got the looks? That's what also to throw it out, because now you're only doing it out of anger.
You gotta stop setting yourself up for the letdowns. You gotta basically separate what the fuck mistakes that you made, whether or not you want to admit to it that it was your fault or not. You have to analyze your last relationship, dissect that shit, and realize what you did wrong, what this person did wrong, and look for those signs in the next relationship, and try not to be so judgmental of the person that you with.
Yeah, yeah. You, hey, Tana, after 9 o'clock, you get smart. You know that?
I am smart.
You know, no more fat chicks.
What?
After my last relationship, I'm not fucking with no more fat chicks.
I'm gonna have a good one with the bullshit.
How much you weigh?
How much did I used to weigh, or how much I weigh now?
How much you weigh now? So now you lost weight, so now you ain't fucking with fat chicks?
Come on, hold up. Let's build on this.
Wow.
How fat was the last fat chick you was with?
Say that again.
How fat was the last fat chick you was with?
That bitch looked like Grimace, and she looked like Grimace now.
Now, that says a lot about you, Pimp, with his name slipped back.
Because he was big, too.
I was faithful, though. Well, now, here's my only deal with that. You deal with the same bullshit with the fat ones you do with the skinny ones.
I will not tolerate no shit out of no fat bitch. Hell no.
Yo, but listen, she cooked, though. That was the thing that...
I could cook. That bitch has got to listen very carefully. You already fat. You already got 3, 4, 5 strikes against you. I will not tolerate no shenanigans out of no fat bitch.
That ain't nice.
If you fat motherfucker, you gotta cooperate all the time.
I understand that's not your preference, but you can't really don't. You know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to lose weight. You can't do that.
I don't give a fuck about your struggle and your weight. If you fat, you gotta cooperate all the time.
Why? Because you feel like that. You feel like heavy people can't get nobody.
No, I don't feel like that. I feel like if you're fat, you need to cooperate all the time.
That ain't nice.
It's fuck nice.
I can't fuck with you.
He said if you're fat, you need what?
That's not nice.
I don't care about nice. If you pass fucking 250, nigga, you better be fucking agreeable.
That's right. All right. But see, you gotta realize. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, but you can't judge a person by somebody else said hello. Hello?
Hey, this is Sky. How y'all doing?
Who that?
This is Sky. What's up?
Hey, Sky, do we got Alana in on the phone still yet?
Do we have what?
Alana. She don't want to answer her fake name. Sky, let me ask you a question. What's the advice you give to men about keeping their lady happy?
Advice for men to keep me happy.
Not keep you happy, women in general, because I know what you need. You need 40 acres in a mule. I know what you need.
No, I don't. No, all I like
I'm
is
just
to
teasing
lay
you.
Down
I'm
the
teasing
pipe. Please lay down the pipe. Stay on top of your job. Whatever your income is, just stay on top of it. And put me to sleep when I'm ready. That's all. That'll take
that's
much.
Nice.
Okay.
You're too hard to please, yo.
I'm sorry?
You don't seem like you're too hard to please.
No, I'm not. Because I'm not looking for nobody to take care of me. My daddy taught me how to take care of me. I'm just looking for my partner. And I found him, and everything's been great.
Where you at?
Hello?
Damn, nice to get quiet. Where you at?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Where are you at?
I'm in Dallas. I'm in Texas.
Oh, but you don't want to talk to a pimp named Slipback. She's like 350 pounds, son. You said you ain't doing that no more.
Damn, never mind.
Who's 300 something pounds?
What's wrong with this female?
Ain't nothing wrong with big females if they cooperating. If her income tax, if her income tax is my income tax, ain't nothing wrong with her.
That's Miss Kira.
That's right. I tell a fat motherfucker in a minute, if you don't cooperate, I'll make your big ass evaporate.
Wow. Well, believe it or not, you know these thick girls are coming in style now. They got thick girls.
No, the fuck they not, real talk. No, the fuck they not. Sounds sexy. They are not coming back, nigga. They haven't been, sexy since, big girls have been sexy since Nell Carter.
Yeah. Which cat?
Oh my God.
But I will tell you this. I laugh and I joke. But, you know, if I wasn't happily married, right? And if it's a fat broad, nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. That shit ain't gonna never happen. Next caller. Because it was a lie. And I would say the shit and I don't lie. I would never date a heavyweight.
Okay, what if it's a girl with a slim waist, but her hips is just big?
That's not fat. We talk about fat.
So if the belly is out there like a tongue, you ain't there. It's a rock.
If I gotta pick her gut up to see where I'm going, it's not happening.
Exactly.
If I need two hands to find her snatch, it's not happening.
You know what? I was always wondering, how does two big fat people have sex?
They don't.
A pimp makes look back. Handle that question.
Easy. Two fat people fucking. That's a fire. You see all them houses burning down and shit? That's two fat people fucking. That ain't happening.
It happens because my man was big and his girl was big. And my other man said he heard them in the room and it was going plop, 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 plop.
A lot of meat slapping.
He said it was going crazy. He was a flop, flop, flop.
That shit probably smelled like Thanksgiving dinner when you open the door. Fucking ham and.
Yo, listen. Let me tell you a secret I learned to keep my lady happy. And it's the simplest thing that a man could do. And it takes no effort. Running a bath water.
What?
Run the bath water.
Run a bath water. When she come home to a hot bath, all you did was just run the water. It's
yeah.
So it gets you further than roses and candy and stupid shit.
That's pretty much it. In a nutshell, most girls just like to be romance. And it should be that day. He took the time out to get off his ass and run my bath water.
Just run some water. That's it.
Yep.
Hey, Tana, would the bath water thing work for you?
Hmm?
Would the bath water thing work for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big homie. So what you telling me is this.
Maybe
like
don't go
baby
running
baby.
No goddamn bath water.
It's like that baby face song, as soon as I get home from work.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
You say just do everything that he said in that song, and that should work.
No. Babyface
no,
supplies
don't
at
be,
home.
Don't be corny with it, though.
Don't be corny with it.
It has to be, it has to come from the heart. You have to mean that shit. Just don't do it because you feel like it's something that you got to do. Somebody knows. Like, you ain't just going to run a bath water and just have a damn bath running and shit. You're going to create some kind of move.
Damn,
you know
put the flowers in there, had the bubbles and everything.
You don't
got to
even do all that. You just, it's just how you do it. You ain't going to say, I ran you some bath water. You ain't going to do that.
No, you don't say shit. They go to the bathroom, they see it.
And don't put pot of detergent in for suds either.
No, don't use no dishwashing liquid. No dishwashing liquid. Look at that Palmolive shit they be doing on TV.
That shit, you ain't put dishwashing liquid in the water since sardines. Like the Diane Carroll did that shit.
Bladder infection.
And another thing that I think that guys got to learn how to I'm accustomed to doing is taking on more responsibilities in the house. Now, I don't want niggas to be washing dishes and vacuuming and shit like that. But even if you fuck up a dinner, the cooking will help you out a lot.
Can I interject? Oh, my God.
Yeah, interject. Spell it.
I'm so greedy. And if you don't know how to cook, you ain't got to cook for me. Don't try it.
I know you Betty Crocker, but it's the thought that counts.
I know you can get takeout and set it up. Like, as long as I don't have to do it, that thought will count. That thought will count.
You need to come to Jersey, woman. You need to come to Jersey and teach these women that damn shit.
I cook my ass off for any.
That ain't because I'm, like I said, hold up. Well, you cannot Jersey girl because I was brought up in Jersey. And I know how to cook, and I can cook.
First of all, Mitty, it was some shots fired while Sky was talking.
Yes, yes.
Excuse me, I have you know.
You said you cook your ass off. I said, well, you must not be doing that much cooking.
I lost weight. What are you talking about?
That's all I'm saying, son.
My booty is not that big anymore. Shut
up. I'm saying, though, you need to start doing some cooking, James.
Because you was wobbling while you was walking.
Yes,
I'm sorry, honey. Never. I have never tipped the scale ever.
Because if you're wobbling while you're walking and your shoes is leaning sideways, it's
never.
So, me and Sky, something. Sky, you've been married. You've been married. I don't want to get your business, but you seem like a happily married woman. And when your guy come to you and he has some kind of issue, I won't say a complaint, but he have an issue. What do it genuinely be? Like, what's the? If he got one bone to pick with you, what would that bone be?
Usually over bills.
Over bills?
Yeah.
But if you pay your own way, like you say you are, why would it be a bill problem?
It's never a bill problem. It's my husband believe that our children are a bit more independent, and I'm more of an enabler for them. So I don't have problems sending them my grown kids, money.
Well, I'm not sending a grown nigga nothing. Yeah, I understand where he coming from.
Yeah. As long as my child's in college and they're doing the right thing and he's making the dean's list and he calls me maybe once a
year. Yeah, maybe he'll get a box of Uber noodles. He ain't getting no cash.
He can get that.
I sent a good care package in college, but he ain't getting no cash. He'll get some Jack Mac and some oodles and noodles and some cheese dips or something like that.
You have kids in college?
Yeah, I got three in college.
Y'all never had to send the money other than just care packages?
Well, two of them go to community. All of them is in community, actually, so I ain't sending them shit.
I feel you. See, my son's at Penn State, and he's doing the damn thing.
Yeah, I understand that. Penn State, yo, tell him to watch the niggas. The niggas are touching kids' asses in there, so tell them to watch his back, yo.
He just got there. They
also don't tell him, don't get sand dusty. Daddy, tell little Scott, don't get sand dusty.
Oh, man.
Congratulations to you, though.
Thank you. But that's pretty much what it is. We don't really have the other arguments like other people do. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, so before y'all relationship got sound, because it takes a long time to get the chemistry together, but before y'all got to this point, what was the most common thing?
But I mean, see, for me, I'm just not, I decided that the things that I worried about in my 20s, I'm not going to worry about it in my 30s. And now that I'm about to turn 40, I'm not going to have those same problems. I'm just not. Life's too short. I've invested too much into my marriage and relationship to have somebody else get it built. So, I mean, when people see that you're living good, it ain't even so much the men anymore that are going out looking for women. It's because women
black,
and
that's
see
why
what
he
you have. They see what you have, and they want that lifestyle, and they throw themselves at these men. I watch it go on at my job all the time.
I don't know
women.
If people want the lifestyle because they could get the lifestyle if they really want it. They could get it. They only want the lifestyle for themselves.
Exactly. Like, you see, like, I work with a bunch of doctors. So they know they're married. They know the doctors are happy. You know what I'm saying? But they want a piece of the pie. You know what I mean? They're not even really looking for the commitment, more so than just somebody who's spending money on them.
So, Tana, are you still there? Scott? Weezy. Sugar. Who are you today? Big little nigga. I guess we lost Tana. So, Pimp Named Slickback. I guess you lost Pimp Named Slickback. Real talk. We don't got nobody? It's just me and you, Sky?
It just me.
I'm here. Real talk is here.
I just called you out. So you've been in a relationship, real talk, before. So let me ask you a question. In your longest relationship, what was your most complaints in that relationship?
Mm. Damn, I've been in two long relationships. Shit. You know what my complaint was? When the fucking ass don't clean the goddamn house.
It's never be a problem for me. Because I don't
like that become a problem. If a person's not used to it, in my long-term relationship, the first one, it was the sneakiness, because I ass was real fucking sneaky. I was working two jobs. You know, a female get loose when you work at two jobs.
Yes, yes.
I went out to go to work at the one job, and I was like, damn, they told me I didn't have to work. She was in the bed, right? Looking like she's tired and shit. I come back, this bitch is fully dressed. I said, what the fuck? I said, yo, where you going? Oh, I thought you had to work. No, that ain't the question. The question is, where you going? Oh, I was going to go to Tati, her friend, you know, damn, I didn't even shout her name. I was going to go to such and such house and, you know, boom, bam, bam. Find out this bitch been cheating. I said, this thing, dirty, nasty hooker. Didn't have the nerve to want me back after I caught her.
They always want you back, man.
So let me ask you, was there a problem with her going out, or the problem was because she was acting sneaky?
The problem was she was sneaky about it. You understand what I mean?
Let's see what you did that one.
If she'd have been like, well, you know what, I'll probably go to such and such house a little later on. Then when I came back, it would have been a problem. You understand? But the fact I'm going to work, and you're sitting there like, oh, I'm tired, you know, I'm going to just lay down. And I'll be like, all right, boom, go out. Come back from work. I ain't even have to work. Go back. And your ass is fully dressed within a half an hour. I said, what the hell's the way? Walk out the door.
What I think is the problem with the relationship scene these days is that people are never satisfied at home. When, you know, I think that everything that you look for, you might can get out of your partner if you communicate. But if you're not trying to build that bridge to get all that you can, then you go looking somewhere else or whatever. See, I think that dudes are not man enough. I think mostly guys are not man enough to really ask for what they want.
That's true too.
Cause they scared to hurt their lady's feelings. Cause you know women are sensitive flowers.
Well, it depends. You don't seem like you bite your tongue. I know my husband don't. And it's crystal clear on what he wants. And I just feel like the minute I leave that void, somebody else gonna fill it. So whether I'm either up to it or not, or either like it or not, it's gonna get taken care of. Cause that's what I vow to do.
I wish there was 1,000 bitches on this line right now listening to this. This young lady. That is very profound. That's a very profound statement. And I wish I could spell profound, because I will put that shit on Facebook. That's profound.
You said you wish you could spell profound?
Yes, son. Yes, son. Because you know what it is? I think a lot of guys are willing to do shit that they don't really want to do. Like when I go to the mall with my wife, I'm carrying bags and shit, and I know she's going into the store, every store. I don't really want to do that shit. But I don't think the young women of today are willing to put somebody else first.
You know what? I think a lot has to do, well, for me anyway, my mother was the breadwinner. My mom been with my father since she was 13. I never knew who made the money and who didn't.
Oh, your pops was a pedophile.
No. What do you mean that my father was a pedophile? My father
was 13?
My father was 16. My mother was 13.
Oh, he's supposed to be in jail right now, yo.
So they're still together. My parents are still together. My point was that
My mother taught me how to be submissive to my husband, regardless to who the breadwinner is.
The station in life.
Right. Your husband is your king. Period.
That's right.
So, and I say that with so many absent fathers, that these girls aren't being taught how, you know, I mean, my father was my first love for a man, and he showed me how to be loved, so there was a standard that was set.
And I think the women don't appreciate or value the commitment like they should. They so easily would say fuck that and fuck this and fuck that, not giving a true value to having a man
there for you. Then people feel that divorce is an option. When you go into a marriage knowing that divorce is not an option, you're not supposed to say that.
Exactly. So is there anything you between you and your husband, not no crazy shit, is there anything could come to you and you'll say, hell no, I'm not doing that?
No. Mm-mm. I don't think it can get any freakier or crazier than what we've done.
That's,
nope.
That's very profound.
See, relationship has a lot to go upon, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. If you lose one thing out of a relationship, it can mess up the whole thing.
And if you ever give up and quit trying, that fucks up the whole thing. You can never be comfortable.
No, you really can't. On your looks, on your weight, on your job, none of that. You better stay on top of your game. You have to stay on top of your game.
People will fight for a job and go all out to keep their job, but won't do the same thing to keep their relationship.
Exactly.
Because you compete every day at your job.
And that's what
you don't want to lose your job. That's your livelihood. You compete every day. But some people feel like, I'm not competing for no guy or no girl.
That's like saying a person that competes, they can compete for their job, but they can't compete for their relationship. So my thing here is, if you can compete for your job, but you can't compete for your relationship, but you can compete for your marriage, what's the difference?
I think everything worth having is worth competing for.
You just can't get comfortable in your position, no matter how long you've been together. When you're not,
I just believe that anything that I worth, I'm a competitor, and I believe everything that I want, if I really want it, I should be willing to go at it hard and compete for it. And that's why I have all the shit I do now.
And see,
that's my belief.
Yeah, but you got some people who also let, you know, they friends in them, you know, get them to that point. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Listen to the friends. Okay, like I said before, y'all girls, y'all female. Y'all have that female that don't have nothing. She got a little house, she got a little money, but she don't got no man. And when things go bad, she tells y'all to run to that female instead of running to that female that have a man.
That's the problem right there. One, I have a problem in my house. It stays in my house. It doesn't go to nobody else. I don't ask for nobody.
Okay, you one of the fortunate ones. But
yeah, John always
has
the right answer,
Joe.
There's nothing
that a woman without a husband can tell me about a marriage. One, nothing.
Okay.
And the reason why they're single is because they're out there trying to find, they're looking for what I already found. So, I don't know. I can't really
answer
that.
That's my point. If they don't have it, they're going to look to destroy it. And you got some of the knucklehead females that take heed to that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They take heed to that. Instead of telling them, no, well, go home, go try to work it out. Oh, you don't need him, girl. Let's go have a drink. You understand?
I mean, but you got those same kind of guys that do the same thing.
This is true.
You know what I mean?
This is true.
You have to keep whipping your. It's just like what he was saying as far as it's worth fighting for. If there's something going on in this house, nobody, and that's just a rule in our house, it stays in our house. We fix it. Because don't nobody know what goes on behind closed doors. The people I talk to are going to tell me what I want to hear, just like the people we talk to are going to tell them what we want to hear.
So if your man shared his issues with his other people outside his house, how would you feel about that?
It would be a problem for me.
That would be a motherfucking problem. You're motherfucking right.
Okay, why? If you're saying he can't talk to you, what if he talked to somebody else?
What can somebody else tell him about our issues?
I'm with her on this shit.
You know what I'm saying? They don't. They only know one his version of the story. Everybody got their own interpretation of what went wrong. Sometimes we just agree to disagree because we don't come to the same conclusion. But your friend has no clue. None.
Well,
and
they
all
he's
going to do is base it on his past experiences with his relationships.
But you
got
to realize
that.
If it's a friend that he's talking to, they have a clue because that means he's been constantly going to talk.
He do have he can have some kind of idea. It may not be a full picture, but he might have an idea, though. That's true.
Well, for me, if his friend's giving him advice, more than likely, from what I've experienced before, your friend, half of their friends are trying to get at your girls anyway. So you might want to check listening to your friends. Just like y'all said, these girls are grimy, so are guys.
Guys is worse. Guys is worse.
Yeah, for real. Like, when they tell you that, they the same ones that say, listen, they the main ones that be telling us what you doing, who you doing it with, and then you wondering where she's getting all the info from, don't even have a clue. So, we keep it within our household as far as
hey, Scott, do you ever try to counsel some of these ratchet-ass bitches?
I do, on a regular basis.
Do it work?
Yeah.
It works?
Yeah. It works. Everyone that I talk to, yeah, they take my advice, and they say it works for them. And my wife's friend, you know, she found out her man cheating on her. She wants to go on divorce. And I said, do what? Do not fix what you already have. Why leave someone that's cheating on you to find out years later that you done left him for a nigga that's going down, beat on your ass and do crack? Like, you, at least you know what you got to deal with. Fix it.
And step your game up.
Yep. Exactly.
And you feel like, all right, so let me ask you something. We on this topic. What would you actually tell a female that keep going back to her man that's fucking beating the shit out of her?
I don't know. I would never be a victim. And I don't approve of anybody, male or female, being a victim.
You wouldn't suggest working that shit out, though.
No.
But
there's
that's
nothing
what I mean.
There. There's nothing there. There's nothing to work out.
So you wouldn't give them advice like, okay, you know, if she keep going back, it must be something there.
I don't ever tell anybody. If you're married, you'll never hear me tell you to divorce yourself. I don't give a damn what the issue is. That ain't my place. You knew what it was when you said I do, so I'm not going to tell you to leave her. All I'm going to tell you is what you're worth. I'll just counsel you and respect it and knowing your worth. Like, I make sure my kids know the value. You know, my kids aren't going to stay in that kind of relationship because they know their worth.
What kind of advice as a married woman, and how long have you been married?
15.
How long have you been with your husband?
17 years.
17 years. What kind of advice? Because women, I don't really believe the value, the self-respect, and the morals are there no more for women, a lot of women. I don't think they see honor in being a respectable lady no more.
It depends on what you decide. I mean, some of the things that I do for my husband, people might think I go all out. You know what I mean?
You
wouldn't
but
you think that's what they would be called respectable, exactly. But it's for my husband. There's no cap. But I mean, when you have people glorifying hoes and chicks doing this, that, and the other, the perception is wrong. You know what I mean? You have. I'm not blaming it on the music and the media, but when everything out of everybody's mouth is hoe and bitch and they need to, you know, on to the next and all this other stuff, and these girls need to be on stripper poles, that's what they feel they have to do to fit in. So that's what they do.
Well, I was down here in Charlotte for this weekend, and I would say like 60% of the women, beautiful women, was half naked, stripper type dresses on, pussy, no panties on, no nothing, and I just don't see the value of women no more. Like, I have a great wife, and that's why I roll with her the whole weekend. It was no problem because I appreciate the value of her. But I don't think women see the value in themselves no more.
It depends. Like, I like to be. I like when I go out. I like to be so sexy. I know
what attracts my husband, so I'm not going to look opposite of that. And so as much as I know that there's chicks that can kind of hit her, every time he turns around, he's going to know that there's men to who heads I can turn at the same token. So
exactly.
But
you're not going to be in the club with the freakum dress on with no panties either.
Never. Unless he took them off.
I don't think women got value no more, man. And you can't blame men for everything. So who going to own that?
I don't blame men for that. It's your upbringing and being taught what your worth is.
I've seen a lot of ratchet shit this weekend, and I've seen a lot of ratchet shit of my whole life, but this weekend opened my eyes that we are, as a culture, we are not...
Living in a different time.
Listen, we may have better salaries, but we're dealing with worse-type individuals.
That's true.
We moved up in the fucking social networking and the corporate ladder. We moved up, but we moved down in morals.
Exactly. I mean, they used to, radio was censored, you know what I'm saying? You say certain things without it being considered. Everything is fair game now.
Yeah, I don't like the direction we're
like
going
my,
in.
My 12-year-old walking in the house, talking about she got that good cushion out. She didn't even know what she was singing.
Okay, but let me ask you, where did she hear it?
But that's what I'm saying, though. My kids listen to the radio, and they don't have that problem.
Ask your kids if they know the song. It comes from the regular.
They know the song, but they don't got that morals. They got morals. They got value. They don't have that problem.
Yeah, she don't have that problem either. She's to the beat.
So I don't think that the radio or the media is the reason why people these days are having a problem with their morals. I just think that maybe it's a parenting thing. Maybe it's all based on a parenting.
In order for her to hear it, it had to be from the radio.
She has older siblings. She listens, you know, she has an iPhone. I'm not saying that my kids live a sheltered life. I just educate my kids.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think that hearing songs on the radio really will fuck a kid up to the point where they lose their morals. I think it's all about the parenting. Look at all the shit we grew up listening to. You know, come on. Luke, we had Uncle Luke. We grew up with Uncle Luke.
Yeah, Luke. And who was the boy? What was their name? 69 boys?
Right, but there was
the 69
balance.
You had
Luke, but you had LL talking about what girls would work. You know what I mean? Like, stop it. You know, it wasn't just everything now. Everything out there song. The one with the song that's out now, Make Me Remember You. He's talking about, I just want to smash it and make sure your game is good enough that I at least remember who you are. We ain't never had no songs like that.
What's wrong with that, though? That's not a bad song.
Really?
I'm saying that, I understand what you're saying, Sky, but listen, if you're going to do something, you might as well make it rememberable.
I didn't hear what song it was.
I don't know the name of it. I just know it's called.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it either.
I
heard it, though, but I understand it from a man's point of view. If you a woman listen to the song, you might think it's degrading or something. But what he's saying
is
if you're going to do something, do it right.
Women. Almost every song is about being a stripper, being a whore.
Yeah, that's true.
And almost all of them out there. And, yeah, we grew up on some hard stuff, too, but it's just different. I can't really...
I think I have lost a lot of hope for sisters these days. I'm telling you, like, I have very little faith in 80% of women these days. Because my wife been down with me when I was struggling trying to get from being a street dude to a 9-to-5 guy. And that's a high standard. And I don't think women appreciate the struggle that black men go through just to try to get a 9-to-5.
That's true, too.
Airlines.
Because, you know, it's not easier. It's not easy for men as it is for women to get those 9-to-5s.
A woman, some females go in there with those skirts on, all the they got the body, you know.
The body. I've seen a lot of nice shaped women this weekend chasing cars, not knowing their value.
So, either one of you guys have daughters? You guys have daughters?
I have daughters. Yes, I have daughters. I have a 24-year-old and a 20-year-old.
Do you think that they know their value based on what you taught them or what they've learned on their own?
Yeah, but see, the thing about mine is I'm their father. So you can imagine a conversation that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very
direct. But don't you think that's what they need?
Yes.
That's my point. So if they don't have someone like you, especially given the male perspective and keeping it 100, then you're leaving it up to what male to fill that void? That's what he's coming at.
That's the problem. That is the problem.
So you listen to the radio, the majority of the songs out on the radio are men's perception of what women are to be. And they're glorifying it. They're not saying it in a negative term. You know, when we grew up, they were calling girls that like that hoes, Gary Vett, stuff like that. They knocking you for being a hoe. They weren't glorifying you for being a hoe.
You know, but see, I have a 22-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 9-year-old. And if the 9-year-old is with me and it's something on the radio that I feel it's improper, I'm changing the station. If we're watching the TV and it's a sex scene and I'm watching a movie, I turn the station. I don't let her sit there and watch it.
So, Scott, why do you think that relationships are harder to form these days?
Why are they?
Yes.
Because there's no chivalry no more. There's no...
Who the fuck is that? You talking about Cadillac?
There's... like, certain things are frowned. There's not taught, so they don't know. Men taught how to treat a woman good, and a woman don't know her self-worth to hold them to that standard.
That self-worth is important. I just know that today, if I was a young man dating today, I would probably be really, really upset with my selections.
Like when my son decided to date this Latino girl, and in their culture, their fathers don't play that. Well, normally, guys nowadays, they don't care about the father. I'm going to smash and keep it moving.
Exactly.
I told my son, you go.
In a Spanish household, you got to go meet the pops.
Right, it's not an option. That's exactly what I told him to do. Knock on that door, introduce yourself. Tell him that you're interested in seeing it and ask his permission. They have so much respect for my son for doing that because you don't expect that nowadays.
I'm also married to a Spanish woman.
Plus, because he's a black man. That's what I think,
exactly.
Too, because he's a black man.
Exactly.
Yo, if a Spanish dude dates a Spanish dude, the Spanish father is still respecting, he's still expecting that Spanish cat to come to the house. So it's not a black thing or a Spanish thing. It's how it's their culture. They're expecting you to come to the father no matter what.
And get that respect.
Exactly. I'm married to a Spanish woman.
I've been with Spanish people.
But see, you were with your girl. Well, how old were you when you...
I was like in my 20s. I've been with her too fucking long.
Okay, so my son, when he started dating this little girl, he was 16.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So it was different because...
It was a problem.
They trying to hold on to their daughter.
That's right.
You know what I mean? They want their daughter to still be their little girl.
Exactly.
She was adamant that she was ready to start seeing him. I said, you know, don't sneak around. If that's what y'all want to do, go to him and tell him that's what you want to do and have respect for it. And they did. And it worked out. Because he knew that his daughter was going to sneak anyway.
Exactly.
Which I think is, you know, it's not saying that you didn't have a hard time in the 20s, but when you're a father and you're trying to keep your daughter's virginity as long as you can, you may not be
open
to...
Yeah, but you know Spanish motherfuckers know their daughters is hoes. Not all of them, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
them little hot ass motherfucking tamale bitches, them little Spanish fly bitches. You know them little Spanish fly bitches. They can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Those Spanish and Dominicans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know,
they
don't
have it out here in Texas. In Texas, everybody.
You know, I wish everybody a strong relationship. Like when I see single people and they talk that fly shit about I'm single and I love being single and all that. You don't know. You have no clue what you're talking about until you have a real partner. Not that shit that you had that you thought was a partner that didn't work out. I'll talk about when
you don't think that's a lie when they say that's what they like? Cause
no, I think they misinformed because they never had a real partner.
But if they were so happy being single, then why are you getting all dressed up? Why are you putting on cologne and perfume and
To be alone. They still want to get laid. Like me, when I was dating all these bird-ass broads, I didn't know they was bird-ass broads. Until I met a nice, decent woman, now I know. So when you're single, and you may have been in a relationship before, but it wasn't a good relationship. So you could say, oh, no, I could be single because that shit is overrated because you never really had a partner ever in your life.
Well, I mean, and again, it goes down to where you're looking. That's what I try to, you know, you can't just go looking for women in certain places. You probably don't find them there.
So what you're saying? You're saying certain females, good females in certain places and...
Now, you can meet a good female at a strip club. You could.
At a strip club?
At a strip club.
Working as a stripper or is she with her man?
I ain't gonna lie. If I go to strip club and see mine's up there, strip, it's gonna be a motherfucking problem.
No, I'm saying like every strip club has changed. Strip clubs has changed. They stature in the community now. Before it used to be strip clubs, strippers, horny ass niggas, pervert niggas. Now everybody's going to strip club for the DJ. Some strip club got good food. It's some DJs got pool tables and shit like that. So a strip club these days, you know, a good one is not only a strip club. They got a club down here in Charlotte called the Gentleman's Club, and it's a 5-star restaurant too.
Mm. Yeah, but, you know, I just feel like, hey, I better not get my... I don't know if I'm meeting a female in those strip clubs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you like, might not gotta, say... The odds of you meeting a good woman there are slim, but there's a good chance. If she likes to play pool or she likes the food they serving, there's a possibility.
They saying that you can find a good woman at a strip club.
I think you could if you're really looking for a good woman.
I don't think I would date nobody.
Listen, what I'm saying. So you think there's no good men in jail?
You mean a stripper or someone?
No,
just...
a patron.
Oh, I think you're talking about strippers.
Yeah, you should.
No, I ain't talking about no damn strippers.
No, you said you did. I asked you if that's what you meant, and you said they changed the game now.
No, I was talking about the club. The clubs is different. Strip clubs are not just strip clubs no more. But I am not checking for strippers. I don't want no lap dances. I don't even want you next to me.
You didn't hear me when I asked you that, and then that's when the other guy
said, no, I thought you were talking about nothing. The club, not the broads. I give a bitch $10 to get the fuck from by me. I'm not a pervert, bitch. I don't want you rubbing on me. I don't want you next to me. Here's $10. Get you a drink. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because I thought you was talking about strippers. That's
what
I was.
Oh, no, hell no. I don't listen.
That's what we both thought. That's what we were like.
I understand chicks doing what they got to do to pay their bills. I would never knock a chick. Every chick in the strip club is not a hooker, and she's not doing nothing shady. Every chick in there is not a shady chick. But do I want a chick that's on a pole? No.
Do you want one that used to be on a pole?
How long ago? How long you been in remission? How long have you been in remission?
I can't.
Because you're going to need to be in rehab for 5 years at least. I'm going to need for niggas to forget your stripper name. A nigga got to at least forget your stripper name. I don't want to be walking down the street with you and a nigga talking about, Alexis, Alexis. No. But if she's in remission and she's been out of stripping for 5 years and she got her shit together, look at me. Let's just say if my wife prejudged me for my past history, I would not be married. Right or wrong?
That's true.
It depends on what your past history was.
I'm saying I think I was worse than a stripper in my past.
Wow.
And how long were you in remission before you?
Well, when
he
I met my wife,
doing
I
that
just
bullshit
started.
When he met his wife.
When I met my
oh,
wife,
damn.
I just started my therapy. I just turned myself into rehab.
You're
lying. I did, because I got tired of chasing birds. I got tired of chasing birds. And then here comes this little Spanish nigga telling me all the good things I could be doing with my life. Nobody never said that to me. Every chick that I met was telling me, yo, you give my brother a bomb. You could take over my block. We could get this money. And she was like, yo, all this free time you got, why don't you go back and get your GED? Nobody ever said that to me before. And being that I was in therapy at that time, I was able to listen. But if she was to judge me off my past, my criminal record, and all this other shit, I wouldn't be married right now.
Remember, I told you that's where I said we need to cease and desist with all this judgment.
I don't judge people at all.
I'm just saying, but people do. And there's
yeah,
people that are very sedentary and acting like they never did shit in their entire life. Or, like, you're looking at this person and you don't never realize
but
that you might miss someone.
Tana, listen. I think those people that are very judgmental, I really believe they never really did nothing substantial in their life.
Or they're judging you, hoping that your past out dirt their past.
I'm
well,
telling
I
you, I think that people that do, I think people that do dirt for real, that really done some shit in their life, are not judgmental. It'd be the
right.
People that's sitting on the fucking stoop that never did shit.
And it's not even that, it's just people that think that they're better than. Like, you can never feel like you better than another human being. Like,
I'm out.
I disagree with that because I do think that I'm better.
Can I finish my thought?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that as far as what you've accomplished and what you've done, but there's a saying. You don't gloat over nobody's distress because it'll put you to shame and confusion. Never look down on somebody for something that they're doing because you're doing more than what they're doing. If that's not your cup of tea, then it just ain't. But there's no need for you to knock this person because they're not doing what you're doing.
No,
but that's
At the end of the day, you have kids. And the sins of the father will fall on the child. And at the end of the day, you don't ever want your child to be in a situation where somebody's looking down at them. You don't ever want that to be a situation.
I agree with what you're saying, though, Tana, but listen. There are some people out here that I am better than.
Nyla, this must be broke.
You don't agree with that?
Nyla.
I mean, I don't know because I guess because of me being, I mean, not saying I'm not trying to like keep my horn, but I feel like I'm a very humble person.
You gotta put it right in the
wall. I feel like, you know, I've never been the type of person to think, you know, I'll fuck with anybody. I don't mean like relationship wise, like as far as my friends are concerned. I've been had friends that are the shadiest of the shady to like is, you know, I don't necessarily care. Like, if you see me with a bunch of people, you might look at me and be like, why the fuck you hanging with them?
I get that part, though. But there are some people in this world that's under you. You don't believe that?
I mean, I've never thought of it like that.
I mean,
we are not
okay.
We
wait,
are
so
not
if one
people.
Of your friends, if one of your friends you found out was a pedophile, you don't
yes.
think you're better than that
that's
person?
That's a criminal act. Now you
it
just
does, but
fucking,
no,
you
you're saying you're
earth.
Not better than people, and I'm telling you that you are better than some people. Like
some
there's some
people
I'm never going to be. I don't even want to be guilty by association with certain. Now I don't. It don't have nothing to do with your
job.
No.
I totally agree. I totally agree with that. Like you won't associate, but I mean, like verbally, as far as me, like verbally, like annihilating somebody because of who they are, I won't do that. I just won't fuck with you. You don't
right.
need to have a. You don't need to know the reason why I'm not fucking with this person or whatever. I'm just not fucking with them. That's
I mean,
it.
We at one time. Another one would, and the other one would just keep on.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You break it up, Sky.
Yeah, so, I can't hear you.
You break it up, Sky.
I'm still breaking up?
Now
you
good.
No, you good.
I said we was all just fly. We didn't really care. You know, it never came down on who had what. And when we all wanted
right.
to go out, if someone didn't have the money, she knew she was taken care of. So
right.
on that kind of level, we don't judge each other as far as who's
right.
better than whoever.
Right.
But there are people who I can look at and say, I don't want to be like that. And so I
right.
made it my point not to be that way. And so I'm proud of my accomplishments. And don't feel
right,
that.
Right, because guys that beat their women or beat up on women, I think I'm better than them niggas. I don't give a
mm-hmm.
fuck.
Okay, I'm
right.
seeing
or men that take care of their kids. You
and
better than
and
the
a man that sits home and let his wife work while it ain't nothing wrong with him and he don't
right.
work, I think I'm better than that nigga too.
Well, so, all right, so here's the thing. Like, I know that there was a thing about, in the previous show, whatever, as far as, you know, being the thing. Here's the thing. I feel like, to me, because of how, never mind the fact that I'm fucking a loose cannon, like, Monday through Sunday.
Exactly.
Never mind
right.
all that.
Right.
Never mind all that. Cause, and when, like you said, when I want to get down and serious or whatever, I can do that. I wear many hats. I
you
chill,
you
know,
can.
Whatever. I feel like sometimes, to me, I look at somebody that's not doing this shit, like, as far as, like, I might have a friend or two that'd be like, I don't cook. Like, I ain't cooking. And to me, that shit offends me to no end.
Me
because
too.
That's something that I do. Like, I will cater to my household. Before
mm-hmm.
anything, anybody that comes into my house knows it. Like I cater to everybody.
So on that level, when you hear one of your friends, associates, or women that you come in contact saying,
right.
"I'm not catering to my man, and I'm not doing this for this dude," you don't.
And
think
you got a
better,
man, and I
don't.
Don't.
That,
you got a
you
man, and
that,
I don't. And I'm looking like.
Hold up! You don't think that you're better than her?
I mean, now that I understand what y'all saying, I'm looking at her like.
You bugging, bitch.
Don't do nothing. How the hell she got a man? Like
exactly.
I'm stumped at a couple at certain situations like that. Like I don't know if I could say I'm better than. But sometimes I look at the situation like this bitch don't do shit. Like
you know what really gets me as a man, and it's gonna sound real ratchet, but I'm a real dude, so I don't give a fuck how it sounds. And my wife is running around right now in the household, and she probably can hear me. And I really don't give a fuck. I'm fucking 9 martinis in, so I'm fucking it real. This is what really gets my ass. Is like these niggas running around here.
I'm almost finished right here.
With girls that love them, take care of them, I mean, are there for them and all the whole nine. And they meet these ratchet-ass bitches, and these bitches going to fuck them anyway. But they won't even acknowledge that they even got a girl.
Right.
Like, those dudes is not men to me.
Right.
How
okay,
do y'all feel
that
about
wasn't
that
bad. I was expecting something else, but that wasn't that bad. I understand what you're saying.
Right,
because like
my wife's
said,
like, oh, you saying what you saying? You tell the bitch you got a bitch. No, I'm not saying that. I just meet a lot of guys that's running around here acting like they don't got a team player on their team, holding them down completely, and you won't give them that credit.
I see what you're saying. I can't until I'm in a relationship, I can't really say too much about the subject. But, you know, and whatever one that I was in before, that's fucking 7 years ago. So I can't even really shit them change from then till now.
My homegirl was cheated on by her man, and the worst part about it to her is that when she talked to the next chick didn't even know he was married. How you feel about that?
Okay, that's the same shit that happened to me.
How you feel about it?
How did I feel about that at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing had never, ever, I have never had an issue with a woman in my life until that moment. So I honestly got to say, I did not, my first instinct, like I said, I'm on 10, Monday through Sunday. So my first instinct, I was trying to get out my truck and beat her ass just because she confronted me. Like, I felt disrespected. Like, what? Like, what are you approaching me? Like, that was off. But once everything calmed down, my thing was, how you let a bitch approach me? Not that you cheated. How you let a bitch approach me? Like, why you couldn't keep that shit in check? Like, when this bitch thought she was bold enough to come and tell me about my fucking man, that shit had me, like, on, off, like, it just went sour from then. Not saying that I broke up with him immediately, but that shit just went bad from then on out. All his efforts to try to make shit work, it just, I just couldn't see it. And that, the fact that the one thing she did say that fucked with me was she was like, he lived with me.
What did she say?
She said he lives with me.
Whoa.
And
wow.
I just couldn't understand how the fuck the nigga lived with her when we lived in the same crib.
At the same time?
Yes. I'm like, he what?
Wow.
But you know,
he lived in my room. The nigga never stayed a night out. I don't know where or what the fuck this bitch is talking about.
But there are people that can live a double life. Like, if she thought he had
He definitely was. He was definitely living a double life. But what I can't fathom is how this nigga was coming home every night and had another crit.
Because she was selling for less.
Huh?
Because she was selling for less. He was coming home to you, so you didn't see it. You ain't feel it. She was feeling it. She was feeling
it. So she was taking whatever time that he was spending and whatever he was leaving
over. Whatever he would give her, it was happy for her. She was happy. I haven't always been a model citizen. I have been a scumbag nigga before I got enlightened to what's really changed my life. What changed my life really, I always been independent. I always been a go-getter. You know, when I met my wife, she was living with her fucking mother, and I was living on my own. I was on top of my game. This is not a need. It was a want. It was a want. I didn't need nothing. It was a want. But what changed my life was the fact that knowing that I have somebody down with me no matter what. And I don't think there's no value in that no more. Motherfuckers are selling for getting some quick pussy and fuck up their whole life for some quick sex.
This is what I'm saying. Like, at this age, something has to be established within yourself, like, as far as your residency, your occupation. Like, at the age that we at now, you shouldn't still be trying to find yourself. So at this point, if you meet somebody, it's the type of quote unquote holding you down is at a different level.
Yeah, a whole nother level.
It's at a different level because right now, for me, like I said, when I moved out my crib, I had my kid and I moved out. I wasn't the type of motherfucker to sit up underneath my mother and let her take care of me and my kid. I was out. I was working. I was
making good money when I was young. So it's like I was doing my own thing, but that whole I wasn't looking at it like, oh, I need him to come take care of me. This is probably why I'm still stuck in that frame of mind now. Cause
you
got to
change that. You got to change that. I don't think you need somebody to take care of you still. But the idea of a dude wanting to try should be attractive.
Right, right. So that was my thing. That was my mechanism where I felt like if I just keep this piece of me right here that I could hold myself down, then I still felt like, you know, I was more or less the boss because I was always the boss in my crib. Everywhere. I was always the boss. So I can't separate that.
Yeah.
Now that we older, I'm still not looking for a nigga to take care of me, but I want you to understand that because
you want
I'm
him
not
to be able
taking
to,
me, don't
to
look at
it
me being too strong.
To.
Huh? It's not me being strong. That's just who I am. I don't mind if you do it.
But see,
but I'm not needy. I've never been needy. So I don't know how to be that way. I don't even know how to.
Supposed to do. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to be that fucking timid damsel in distress. I just don't know
how. Because the guy that you're going to need, he's not going to want you to be timid. See, there's a whole bunch of Mitches running around. See, you've been coming across a lot of Mitches. Not totally Mitches, but like my wife. There's no way in the world I'ma tone her down. And I don't want to. I do not want no punk ass broad in my house because it's not gonna make me better. I need somebody to hold me accountable for my dumb shit.
Right, right. And this is why I don't understand. Like my mouth. My attitude, my behavior is not bad to the point where you cannot fuck me. First of all, I feel like this. It's going to take, and I'm not saying one hell of a nigga, it's going to take that nigga to call me to fuck down. Because if I see your punk ass coming a mile away, I'm going to give it to you. Like, I'm not trying to be caught. Like, you don't.
Let me tell you something, Connor. My wife has said some shit to me that rose the back of my neck hair.
Exactly. I know.
But I need that shit in my life.
Exactly. Exactly. This is what I'm saying. Like, I've had arguments and discussions. Like, what I feel like is if you're going to, it's two things. If you're going to play the man role, play that shit all the way. Like, I don't want to hear you telling me that I'm a woman and I need to stay in my place, I need to be quiet and I need to listen, and that's all you want me to do. That's you being controlled.
I never said
that
to mine.
You need to do that shit all the way. Let me, I will, Nitty, trust me, I will sit my ass up in the house and be Susie Maker all day, every day. If you want to be that man, be my guest. Be my guest. You get a pet home and every fucking thing. Everything. But if you're not going to be that man all the way, please don't try to control me. I have an issue with that. I have a problem with authority.
Now, Sky, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. So, you know, me and your homegirl has like been friends since we were like 14, 13 years old, right?
Okay.
And she's been married for a very long time, too. Am I correct?
Felicia's married to my cousin. They ain't been, well, about 8 years. Yeah.
8 years? How long they been together?
Longer than that, probably about 10.
And she is no punk-ass broad, is she?
By any definition of the word.
Not
but
any definition of the
she's
word.
She's a totally
so
this, different person now than what she was because she's
no
kind of
question.
Like
no question, but what I'm saying is that there's no excuse for somebody to say she's too feisty, she's too strong-willed. A man should never say that.
Yep.
No, but you want to know what it is? It's going to take, when you find it like me, because I'm just like how she was, my tongue is horrible. But when you find that one guy that just do it for you, you just tone all that down. And
exactly.
If you let it go when you have to, like, then you feel that you being punked every night, your whole nigga now know that. But then you bring it right back in because you know. You know what I mean? Like, that, you're not going to have somebody that's going to tell you not to do nothing or not, because you're not going to want to. Like, I don't want to be that person with my husband. I don't have to.
Exactly. See, here's the thing. Like I said, with the same double life having dude, he was off the chain. So it was surprised people to see me mad quiet and meek and all like girly and shit. Like people look at me like looking at it like, damn, he got her in a smash. No, it's not that. Like, he just had that kind of thing about him that made me want to be calmer.
Yeah,
like,
I'm okay.
I was calm.
You want to say, change
and
me.
And at the same time, he was the same way. Like, he was mad wild. So, like, when he was around me, he was always real calm and sweet. And, you know, like, your friends would be like, look at this nigga. Like, he all open. It's not that he open. It's just that that's how we got each other when we around each other. We calm. But, like, behind closed doors, our argument, you would want to call a fucking fire department on our asses when we arguing. Like,
that's what your feet are.
Shit is going up in flames in the house. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not just going to be timid and calm and you not showing me no reasons why I need to be.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying, though. So for all you women that strong will, it just takes the right dude to come along. I don't think y'all doing nothing wrong because a real man, he's going to need a partner who is strong will if he's a strong will dude. Because when I get on the wrong route, it's going to take a special woman to get me where I need to be. And that punk ass bitch is not going to be able to do it.
All right. If you keep running across guys
and they keep saying some dumb shit similar to, you just too much and you just don't know how to do it, and you don't want to listen and you don't, it's a problem with him.
Why you think I'm single now? I don't like people telling me about myself in that aspect. What the fuck? You think by you telling me how I am, I'm going to change? I'm not going to change.
I never asked mine to change. You know,
By you constantly telling me how my behavior is, how I act, you saying that because you want me to recognize it and do something about it. No, I'm not doing nothing about it. I'm not doing nothing about it. This is who I am. I'm 36 years old. You think I'm changing now?
What you think, Sky? What you think she should do, Sky? You sound reasonable.
Now everybody has a person that do it for them. You know what I'm saying? Jeffrey Dahmer, I'm sure, had a woman that calmed him. Like, everybody has that person that balances you, and until you find that person, you're going to be who you are.
Right.
They're not going to have to change you. You're going to want to change because you're going to want to be.
You're going
to
want to change. I want it to change.
Right.
They calm you, and they're your balance.
This is why I fuck with Sky. Sky is a bootleg psychologist. And I use the term bootleg sincerely. Bootleg like a motherfucker. But she know her shit.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. But it's true. Like, I mean, my tone, and this is what I need people to understand. My tone and my attitude and everything, that's just what it is, my tone. That's just how I talk. I talk rough. I'm rough around the edges. But if you sat down with me and you talk to me and I'm on, like, chill mode and I'm not being mad passionate about a conversation like we are now, you looking at me like, oh, shit. Like,
let me tell you the one thing I learned about relationships. When I met my wife, we was totally cool with dating. You do what the fuck you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. And when we meet each other, we just hang the fuck out. And she's sitting right next to me right now. Right now. Right next to me. Shotgun. Right? But when you meet somebody that don't say nothing to you about nothing you're doing, but inside of you, you feel like, I don't want these other bras no more. I'm cutting all these other bras off. I don't even want to see y'all no more. That's what this shit is all about. When you meet that person that make you, not make you, but subconsciously change your direction and your focus and your energy without them saying it, that's when you know you're on the right path. Now, there may be some other kinks to work out, which we had some other kinks to work out, but I knew I was on the right path because I had like 1,000 bitches. 1,000. Give or take one or two. give or take one or two. But when this little nigga popped up, I didn't want to hang out with them no more. So people, they overlook the basic signs, the little things. They ain't looking for the gifts. They're looking for the showtime and the trips and shit like that. It's really about how this motherfucker make you feel about
right.
yourself.
They should actually fit like a puzzle. Like, they should be your balance. Like, that's what I got. I'm the outgoing, loud, rowdy. My husband's opposite of me. Now, he can fit in any group. Everybody likes but we complement each other.
See, like, when here's another thing I have an issue with in this whole society is that I could be on Facebook talking about a lot of ratchet bullshit, and I get 1,000 comments, 1,000,000 likes, but I say, yo, tonight's topic is about relationships and how to keep a relationship strong. I got two ladies and real talk. Do you see the problem here?
I like to learn.
Learning is a good thing.
I like to learn.
And see, I have learned that if you have conversations about more topics than the basic shit you're used to, you get to be a better person as a whole person. Like, I learned today that, you know, women like certain shit. If I didn't have this conversation, I wouldn't have learned that. And I don't think people that's taking relationships serious enough to listen.
What's your question? Do they listen?
I don't think they listen. Period. Nobody.
Because everybody don't like you to put a mirror in their face. You have certain topics that make people have to self-examine themselves. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking about heavy-set people, then a big girl might not get along because she might feel that she, you know what I mean? Like, if it's stepping on, if you're talking about abuse and someone's in an abusive relationship, so but the topic is everybody ain't prepared to put that mirror up in front of their face.
Listen, the biggest thing that I did for myself is look at myself, re-examine myself, because everybody else can't be the problem.
But see, if some people, they just can't handle the topic. You understand? You got some people that can't really handle the topic, and they get nervous, and they're scared to press one. You know what I mean? They want to listen a little more to see what it's about. And that's the good thing, because then you're bringing people out. See, but then you got the ratchet people that just love to just talk the way they want to talk, but they don't realize on the fact of how to go about saying it.
I just think as a whole, I know for a fact, I know I'm a good judge of character, so I know for a fact good people. Like, that's why my social network is a small group. You know, you see a lot of people on Facebook, 1,500, 2,000, 4,000 friends. Anybody that know me, my numbers never cross 250, because I want a good circle of friends that can bring something to the table. So I don't need 1,000 people on my Facebook who I don't talk to or ain't got nothing to say where I can learn from them. And I take that in my life too. Like when I mess with people, I'm really trying to figure out how can I be a better person. Like, I'm an asshole all the time, but if we sit down and have a real conversation, I am truly listening how to be a better businessman, how to be a better employee, how to be a better father, a better husband, and I don't really think people listen.
Because if you're telling them to do something that they don't want to do, that's just the nature of the beast. They're not going to listen. Now, if you
people actually think there's something wrong with being in a relationship these days.
Right, exactly.
I finally made amends with my ex and everything, and I kind of asked him because I wanted to know what made you
do that? Like, what made you think you could? Because now I'm thinking to myself, like, I mean, in hindsight, no matter who you think you are, you're going to think, like, what the fuck was it that I did that made him think he could do some shit like that? And he told me nothing.
That's what's up.
He said nothing. He said, you ain't do nothing. He was like, you was fine. You was good. He was like, I fucked up. He was like, you didn't do nothing.
That he made a mistake. And listen, I made a mistake. They have a hard time saying their mistakes. You know, I wasn't always the best husband to my wife. I made mistakes, but I tried to learn from the mistakes. And so a man that says, I made a mistake, that in itself is a good quality in a man.
Right, because, you know, I'm bracing myself for a laundry list of shit. Like, oh, shit. I asked him this question. How you going to read me? He was like, no, like, dead ass, like, nope. Like, his family to this day, I still fuck with his family hardcore. Like, I fuck with his family hard like they're my family. And they still be shaking their hand like, I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Yeah, but, sometimes time is our enemy. You know, time is never your friend, ever. First of all, people need to get that through their heads. You don't have time. Time is not your friend. So don't say, we need to take our time. Time ain't your friend. Second of all, people meet at the wrong time. Have you ever met somebody when you had somebody and then you turned out that the person you had wasn't shit, and then that person that you could have talked to, that you let slip out your fingers, turned out to be a real good person?
Oh,
it was just bad timing.
Bad timing. But because you a person of some kind of integrity, you ain't going to shit on the person that you
with. Exactly, but you just hurt yourself.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But now, I take all leaps and bounds. I don't stop. If I'm feeling the way about somebody, yeah, I'm going to fuck with you. Like, I'm not even, at this point, I'm not in no type of situation where I need to be courteous or responsible for anybody's feelings. So
you and your ex, any chance of y'all getting back together?
Huh?
Would you and your ex ever get back together?
I probably would.
Oh, okay. Fucking around with his family like that, you probably will.
I'm saying, his family, before I even started messing with him, his family, when I had my first son, his family kind of like, we were like friends of family, like we always knew each other growing up. But when I got with him, like when me and my kid's father broke up, my second son was a baby. And as far as like issues, as far as child care and all that came out, his grandmother stepped in and his aunt stepped in, and they like, because I was fucking with him, they just took my kids in, like, don't worry about it, we got you. So it was more so my kids being attached to them and my kids calling the grandmother grandma and auntie, and I think that's what it was. Like, they just always kept that bond with my kids even after we broke up. So,
Tana, let me say something to you real quick, because we got to get off the air and I got to end this shit. But y'all two ladies, you know, that gave me two different dynamics of a conversation. One from a woman who's single but is open to relationships, and one from a woman that's in a relationship. So I got two perspectives today. And I like to say, Tana, I don't think there's nothing wrong with you. I think that you're a strong woman, and any strong man is going to need a strong woman. There's no such thing as a strong man with a weak bitch rolling with him. There's no such thing. If you got a weak bitch, you are a weak bitch. Point blank. If your fucking woman is a yes woman, you's a weak ass nigga. I don't give a fuck who you are, and I will punch you in your motherfucking face if you don't fucking like it, nigga. For real. If any dude sitting home with a yes bitch at home, you's a sorry ass nigga. Because that bitch do not make you better. At all. At all. So I want you to take from this conversation, Tyler, that I think that, no, you are a strong personality nigga. I can't take that from you. But there's a real man waiting to compliment that.
Mm-hmm.
To compliment that. And I believe that the way you talk about how you move in your household and how you do what you do, you're just a wife waiting to happen. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Now, Sky, I need you to go on a motherfucking crusade and save these bitches. I need you on a crusade like the Knights of Templar. I need you on a horse with a shield and a fucking sword cutting the heads off these ratchet bitches. I need you on that horse, Guy. I need you out there touching young women early. You can't do it all by yourself. But you see one of these little ratchet-ass, nappy-haired young bitches, I need you to pull them to the side and give them that wisdom that you got. You hear me, Scott? Knights Templar. Knights Templar. Crusades. I need you on a crusade for Jesus with five S's. With five S's. Jesus.
Jesus.
Five S's.
Oh, my God.
This is Big Homie, and this is speaking my point of view. I'd like to thank the five people that shared this conversation with me because y'all
like
taught me something. And I'm going to go home tonight. Well, I'm home already. I'm going to go to my bedroom tonight and kiss my beautiful wife because she is the bomb diggity. This is Big Homie. I'm out. Love is love, people. Cheer.
I bring you the chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church.
Now, player, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a P-I-M-P. Plus, I got the magic stick.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, they call me tonight, and I show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic stick.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue cut your girl, your toes bound to curl. It's exclusive shit, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, moaning. Back shot, drop with a low beat stopper. Been a fiend for this, is rockin' me. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I can heat it up, straight heat it up. When I ain't in the hood with my toes down low, I'm in the telly working up a sweat stroke. It's tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit cause I can back it up. My left stroke, the death stroke.
I got the magic trick. I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I am the baddest chick. Sure you don't believe me, then come meet tonight and I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic trick.
Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I suck the nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. Cause my head game had you little over hills. Give a nigga the chills, haven't paid my bills. My imagine Lambos with the same color pills. Shopping, spending juicy notes. I'm in the crib giving niggas deep quotes. Tonight with Kim, gonna have you in the zone. Girl, for your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wipe me, give me the rain. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chunks. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest. I know you sprung up in your tongue, I know you tasting it.
Spent in the ring,
but I had a thug, nigga breaking records in the science.
1 minute, 6 seconds, magic.
I got